to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I am William Castle, the director of the motion picture you're about to see. I feel obligated to warn you that some of the sensations, some of the physical reactions which the actors on the screen will feel will also be experienced for the first time in motion picture history by certain members of this audience. I say certain members because, well, some people are more sensitive to these mysterious electronic impulses than others. These unfortunate, sensitive people will at times feel a strange, tingling sensation. Others will feel it less strongly. But don't be alarmed, you can protect yourself. At any time you are conscious of a tingling sensation, you may obtain immediate relief by screaming. Don't be embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all you've got, because the person in the seat right next to you will probably be screaming too. And remember this, a scream at the right time may save your life.
You're a goddamn genius!
The jibber jabber.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Bud, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I hope you're rotten in hell, you loser!
Don.
Geronimo! You suck! You don't deserve a car!
Right, O'Mara.
That's what I love about these high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Hey, don't take gold, man.
America's favorite jerky.
He's the Mozart of that contest. Paranoid.
Yeah. Paranoid has produced a lot of decent ones for us.
Thank you, Paranoid. And now, sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello.
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 Oh, look out.
Oh, look out. Look out.
Look out.
Ain't got no trouble in my life.
This is one angry woman right here.
No foolish dream to make me.
Oh, no, not Kiki D. No, this lady.
You are. You what? I hate you.
I hate your big fat ball head ass.
Right. Ooh, you can suck this.
Hello.
Kiki D.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. She's got the music in her.
How'd she do that?
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Hi there. Whoa, look out! Look out!
Oh, here's the Kiki D cup. D cup. Yeah. Thank you, Jackie Joseph.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Kiki D. Power of Kiki D. And you can't tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show and a single episode, everybody, on this Monday.
Monday!
1002. Hot 6. Oh, dang it. Rocktober 2nd.
Hey, it's Rocktober, baby.
2006. You want to call us? All right, I dare you.
Yeah.
From anywhere in America, we got one number. 877-365-3636. Which from Canada, too. If you want to hear us on your computer, go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com, and just click on Listen Live. If you want to send us fan mail, send fan mail, but know that today the fan mail is not being answered by our normal webmaster.
No. He's being blasted.
Huh? Right, no. Travis Bickle is back in the other room.
Hello, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Hi.
Hello. You, of course, know Travis as well.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. There he is.
That's Travis.
Hi, Travis.
Hello there. So he's back there, and he's running the web thing today.
Yeah, get it right.
And if you want to email us some fan mail during the show, send it to DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we have downloads available on our website. And also, if you go to iTunes, you can find the show there at Don ampersand Mike. The main thing you need to know is our phone number. 877-365-3636. So, this song just kicks a little ass.
That is a great song. You haven't played that in a very long time. I don't even remember what she looked like. She wasn't that great looking, right?
Nah.
She was kind of like androgynous, wasn't she?
She kind of looked like Martina Navratilova, like a prettier, if possible.
And a very dark-haired Martina Navratilova, right?
One. She had that other song with Elton John, too, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Didn't she have jet black hair?
I don't think so. I think she was a blonde or a brunette.
Really?
Brown?
Kiki D.
I like to say Kiki D like I like to see Jerry Lee.
Kiki D, Jerry Lee.
You'd like to say that the way I like to say
Jerry.
And right there is where if you wanted, you could dump out of it and go to something else.
Yeah.
If
it comes back, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, it does. She won't go away.
Got the background singers and everything.
She's like fungi.
I'm definitely not gay.
Well, we were talking about music or last week on the show.
Oh, there she is.
This doesn't fall into the category of gay. She's got red hair now, at least Buzz found her picture on the web.
Well, that's not the way she looks now, is it?
I think that's a current picture.
Not necessarily. I'll check the date on
it. Oh, you think so? I thought she had like that...
She looked like Rose Lynchman now, didn't she?
No, I thought she had like that retro glam thing, you know. Hey, they paint up...
She's old.
They paint up Cyndi Lauper now, and I saw...
She's older than you and me.
I saw Annie Lennox all painted up.
Right. Annie Lennox is probably maybe a little younger than we are.
I don't think so.
That's kind of her current look, I think.
We all get older.
Kiki D!
That's more time than she's gotten on a radio show discussion in about 15 years.
Jerry!
I can't think about... Kiki D, I can't think about it without Cloud Mouth.
Hello there,
Kiki D.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
It's my birthday. I want my birthday spanking.
Oh, you little pump.
Oh, listen to this.
You little pump.
Wow.
You little pump.
It's Jennifer Tilly on the line.
Here we go.
What are you wearing sensible slacks, a skirt? What are you, a robe? What are you wearing right now, darling?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Really? Is it a tight t-shirt?
They're tight jeans, too.
Let's get you out of those jeans right away.
Yeah, we need to slip you out of those jeans in order to spank you properly.
I'm taking them off as we speak.
Now,
what brand are they, darling?
Lucky.
Lucky.
Yes, we are. Would thou be commando, or would thou have a nice pair of panties?
I have the thongs.
A thong.
The thong. Well,
that'll do.
Mm.
John, Don, do you require the thong to be removed also?
Yeah, and I dare you. Huh? Smell it. Thongs look
wow,
nice.
Wow, happy Monday, everybody.
Thongs look nice, but no one wants to think about where they live. You know what I mean?
Oh, some of us do.
Not no one.
No, the business part of where they, I mean, the, where the bad business is.
Sure.
The shady part of town.
She's clean and she's decent.
Yeah, whip that off and give that a little sniffy sniff.
Okay. Tasty.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. I
thought so.
How old would you be today?
Oh, my, must you ask?
26. Sorry.
Have to ask, you know. I mean, it's a birthday spanking.
Right.
Oh, and, you know, God
right.
knows she gave us an answer that would make us Congressman Foley. We'd be in very big trouble then, you know, after asking her to take her jeans off.
Speaking of, you know, right after we get done making this girl's bottom red.
Yes.
Before we even get to the weekend stuff and everything else, you and I definitely have to have a playlist today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because, and now it says, discretion strongly advised.
Yes.
Foley's IM exchange with the underage page.
Okay.
And I mean, no pun intended, we have about 8 pages of instant
wow.
messaging.
Wow. It will fascinate.
Think about the role you'd like to play. I'm comfortable in either role.
Okay.
Would you like to be the innocent,
well, I'm Irish.
Would you like to be the innocent page?
I think I'd like to be the, I'd like to be the congressman. Since his name is Foley. Because I could use a very lovely Irish accent.
Well, I'll be the little boy then.
That's disturbing already. Can't wait to do it.
Yeah. Oh, God, and there's a lot of it, too.
It's quite a story.
Yes. Hello. So, anyway, hey, what's your name? Any idea? Did we ask that?
Jamie.
So, Jamie.
J-A-I-M-E?
J-A-Y-M-I-E.
Oh.
For those
Rob's
guys.
Rob's not approving of that. That's Rob's first dirty lick of the show.
For those guys who are reaching for the drawer right now, celebrity you most resemble, please. Please.
I don't know her name, but the lady who was on Deep Blue, the scientist lady.
Deep Blue?
What is Deep Blue?
It was, I
is that
think
a porno
it,
channel?
Yeah, no. Actually, the movie about the sharks with Samuel L. Jackson, they were like in a...
No, I've seen that. That's where the sharks actually break through and start eating people.
Indeed.
It's Deep Blue Sea, I think, is the name. But which chick in that?
The scientist chick.
That was a hottie.
No, not that type C, Rob.
Oh, you effing C word.
Different C. All right, dear. Well, let me see. 26 and the pants are off and you look like a girl from a movie with Sam Jackson where he gets eaten by a shark. Sure, what the hell. Bend over.
I'm bending.
And why don't you present yourself to us, please?
I'm ready.
Oh, yes, she is.
Present.
Yes, she is. Paunches.
Present. Now, let's see.
What are you going to be? What is your weapon of choice today? Are you going to be using?
You know,
I'd
like Rob if you would grab it for me from the tool shed. Being it's not a banned word anymore,
yeah.
I would like to use a hammer.
Ah, very good.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, is that officially gone now?
Interesting choice.
Have we completely put that to rest?
I believe. I don't know if I made that decision without everybody. But I thought one day he just pissed me off and I was just forget it.
Oh, good. Okay,
yeah,
I'm glad that's dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Me too.
You would have hung on to that forever.
Are you ready, darling?
I am.
I'll give you half of them with my big hammer. Here we go. 1, 2,
oh.
3,
oh.
4,
oh.
5,
oh.
6, 7,
oh.
8,
oh, yeah.
9, 10,
oh.
11,
oh.
12, Jesus.
Yeah.
12, 13. Oh. I took too many. I hit bone. I hit bone.
All right. Are you ready for the last 13?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. I'm going to use my bare hand.
You always do.
14. Oh, yeah. 15.
Oh.
16.
Oh.
17.
Oh.
18.
19.
Oh, yeah.
Not being like
20.
Not like a Stanley tool, is it?
21.
Oh.
22.
Oh.
23.
Yeah.
24.
Oh, hard.
25.
Yeah.
26.
Oh.
Okay. It's just a gruesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was that for you, Jamie?
Oh, it was good. How was it for you?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clean up on aisle two.
Wow.
All right,
have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, bye-bye. Man, I haven't done that in a long time, and that was a good one.
There she is. What a
I
nice
bet she looks
month.
Just like Kiki B.
What a nice way to start the show. And, yeah, even, Mike, before, like, the weekend stuff and everything
yes.
else.
Yeah.
Really. We got to get to this. Here's
okay.
your copy.
All right.
Now, remember, reader discretion yes. is advised.
Right.
Foley, now...
you see the MAF?
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
I was shocked by this when I saw the headlines, because we've had Mick Foley on the show for the last 7 or 8, 9 years.
But this is not Mick Foley.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Thank you, Buzz. No, it's the guy... Buzz brought this up on the news on Friday when the story broke. That there's this dude, this, what is he, a senator, a
congressman from Florida.
Congressman.
He used to be on news radio.
And in case you don't know this guy,
no, Dan Foley.
In case you don't know this guy, he kind of made a name for himself with the internet predator laws and stood up and said that he was against that and he was for kids. Turns out the whole time he's been trolling for boys for pages through the internet, congressional pages.
Right.
And, I guess everybody knows about it.
Yes.
Everybody that works up there knows about it.
Right. And has for a while.
And now it's out.
Well, apparently they reported it, what, 6 months ago? A year ago. And also, one page says he was warned 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm not really sure what music we can use with this. We do have... We do have that from the many times that we put on playlists before.
What? Okay.
Or we can go with, you know...
No, I like this. This is good.
Or we can go with some of our porno music.
I like this better. You may want to switch midstream, so to speak.
All right, so I am MAF54.
That's you, or is that the congressman?
That's the congressman. That's me.
Oh, I thought I was going to be the congressman.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. So you sign on now as the congressman.
Okay. Hey.
Scrounging for food.
Okay.
BRB.
What's that means be right back.
Oh.
Be right back.
Okay. Keep scrounging.
Boo.
Boo, dude.
Laugh out loud.
It's you.
Where'd you go this afternoon?
I'm in Pensacola. Had to catch a plane.
Oh, well. That's fun.
Indeed.
What are you doing in Pensacola?
Now in my hotel room.
Well, like, why did you go there?
For the campaign.
Have you officially announced yet?
Not yet.
Stop by saying that. How old is the page? So we set the thing.
16.
16, and right. This is they're IMing each other.
52.
Okay.
He's
with his laptop, really laptop, IMing this kid.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. Back to.
Have you officially announced yet?
Not yet.
Cool.
How's my favorite young stud doing?
Tired and sore. I didn't know waltzing.
Spelled waltzing. Or spelled no N-O.
I didn't know waltzing could make you sore.
From what?
What do you mean, from what? From waltzing. I'm sore from waltzing.
That's good. You need a massage?
And then he signs off at 7:39, the congressman does, and he signs back on at 7:40. So he signs off for exactly 1 minute. 1 minute and he's back online.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get kicked off?
Must have.
Tomorrow I have first day of lacrosse practice.
Love to watch that. Those great legs running.
Uh-huh. They aren't great. That's why we have conditioning. 2 days running, 3 days lifting.
Oh.
Every week. Until the end of March.
Well, don't ruin my mental picture.
Oh, laugh out loud. Sorry.
Nice. You'll be way hot then.
Ha ha. Hopefully.
Better be. Well, I better let you go do your thing.
Okay, okay. Have fun campaigning. Or however you spell it. Laugh out loud. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I don't know if we can say that part.
I think you can say handy.
Did any girls give you a handy this weekend?
Laugh out loud. No. I'm single right now. My last girlfriend and I broke up a few weeks ago.
Are you? Good. So you're getting horny.
Laugh out loud. A bit.
Did you spank this weekend? Yourself?
No. I've been too tired and too busy.
Wow! I'm never too busy! Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Or tired. It helps me sleep.
That's true.
Oh.
Haven't been having a problem with sleep, though. I just walk in the door and collapse. Well, at least this week.
I am sure. God.
I don't do it very normally. I don't do it very often normally, though.
Why not? At your age, seems like it would be daily.
Not me. I'm not a horn dog. Maybe two or three times a week.
Ah, that's a good number. In the shower.
Actually, I don't do it in the shower. Just because I'd shower in the morning. And quickly.
In the bed?
I get up at 5:30 and I'm out of the house by 6:10.
On your back?
No. Face down.
Love details.
Laugh out loud. I see that. Laugh out loud.
Really? Do you really do it face down?
Yeah.
Kneeling?
Well, I don't use my hand. I use the bed itself.
Oh, dear.
Why don't you just say leave?
Where do you leave it?
Towel.
Really? Completely naked?
Well.
Very nice.
Yeah. Laugh out loud.
Cute butt. Bouncing in the air.
Ha ha. Well, I've never watched myself, but yeah, I guess.
I am sure not. Oh, great visual. I may try that.
It works.
Sound interesting. I always use lotion. But who knows?
I don't use lotion. Takes too much time to clean up. With a towel you just...
Oh, dear.
With a towel
oh,
you
dear.
Just wipe and go.
LOL. Laugh out loud. Where do you throw a towel?
But you can't work it too hard or it's not good.
Oh, dear.
In the laundry.
Just kind of slow. You know?
Yeah.
Rubbing?
Yeah. Or you'll rub yourself raw.
Well, I can't say that now, can I?
No, you can say, well,
I'm talking about the congressman's condition right now.
Then he says he is totally
right
into it. Let me see. And then the boy says...
It seems the congressman's having trouble typing now.
Then the boy says, maybe you are that way because the towel isn't very soft.
I bet that tat would hurt.
But you can find something softer than a towel, I guess.
But it must feel great. Wow.
Going.
On towel.
Yeah.
or growing?
Growing.
Hmm. So you got one now?
Not that fast. Hey, so do you have a fetish?
Hey, what?
Fetish.
Like, I like steam room. What's yours?
Kinda weird. Laugh out loud.
Well, I am at that stage. Tell me when yours reaches that stage. I have a cast fetish. Well, tell me. Cast.
You like plaster cast?
Okay, so what happens? How does that turn you in?
I don't know.
Out of his mind.
It just does. I've never had one, but people that have them turn me on. And if I had one, it would probably turn me on. Beats me. It's kind of weird. But along with that, I like the whole Catholic girl look. That's our school's uniform.
Ha 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 ha. That's wild.
Yeah. Now I'm ready.
Me too. Cass got you going? What are you wearing?
Normal clothes. T-shirt and shorts.
I'm so big.
Yeah.
Love to slip them off of you.
Uh-huh.
And and grab the snake.
Yeah.
Grab.
You guys are doing a heck of a job dancing
we're
around.
We're doing a pretty... I don't know.
We're editing this so thoroughly because it just can't be read literally. And they're probably deleting us, too.
But we are doing the best we can
to
dance around this material.
Amazing job.
It's a great dance.
God, what a perv.
Grab. Grab.
Not tonight.
Well, you're...
Don't get too excited.
And a little horny.
That is true.
Get a ruler. Measure it.
I've already told you that.
Tell me again.
7 1/2.
And then, seriously, we have to point this out.
The number,
and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like 13 M's.
13 M's.
Beautiful.
Laugh out loud.
That's a great size.
All he's talking about is his...
That is his condition,
Congressman.
And how about kids come back?
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
We're polite.
Still in that condition?
Yeah.
Take it. Out.
Be right back. My mom is yelling.
Okay.
Congressman says okay.
I'm back.
Cool. Hope she didn't see anything.
No. She is computer dumb, though. It makes me so mad.
Good. Uh-huh. Why?
She can't do anything.
Oh, well. Boring.
She couldn't figure out how to download a file from an email and open it.
Ha-ha.
And she only does it like a million times a day. Oh, well. Whatever. I better go finish my homework. I just found out from a friend I have to finish reading and notating a book for AP English.
I'm out of here.
And then the congressman signs off at 8:17.
You know, in the middle of that, we had to edit that so thoroughly.
Yeah. Because that congressman was nasty.
God damn.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
God diddly am it.
Well, you know, it was totally, in the first reports of this, I had no idea it was that. You know, the only thing you heard about was the shorts.
Right.
And you didn't hear any of the...
So much more.
Oh, my God.
Lotions and yardsticks.
Jeez Louise.
The kid just keeps writing laugh out loud a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As his answer to an awful lot. Well,
meanwhile, the congressman has a very pointed agenda.
Yes.
The congressman says a lot, yeah.
Yeah, wild.
Stays on point.
Mm.
And he gets party. Right to it. Gets right to it.
Grab the snake.
Wow.
Yeah. Love to slip the way. Get a ruler and measure it.
Unbelievable. Unreal.
Yeah.
His response is good. Ha ha. Why? You need a massage.
And it's just, and he doesn't wait. He doesn't wait at all. I mean, immediately he starts with that.
How's my favorite young stud doing?
Oh, my God.
He's in a hotel room. He's focused.
Oh, wow.
All right, there he is.
I like a steam room.
Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop.
And how many months ago did they know about that? A year ago?
Republican leaders knew about this a year ago, but didn't pursue it because they believed him when he told them these emails and these text messages are perfectly innocent.
Oh, God. Wow.
And now this is almost like turning into the Catholic Church, the way that they're reporting this, saying that I saw at least one guy on TV today saying, maybe it was one of those guys with an egg-shaped head, a la Orrin Hatch, was saying,
right.
You know, we are concerned about all of our pages and concerned if they may be sexually harassed by other members of this office.
You better believe right now that there is a Republican effort on the Hill. They are trying to find any Democrat that might have done the same thing. Right now, every congressman on the Hill is probably, if you ever sent anything that even smacks at all of impropriety.
Well, it's got to be like in that movie we like so bad, The Contender, that no one's ever seen with William Peterson, where he says,
you got anything on him?
You got you got him effing midgets? You got him screwing boys? You got him? I want to nail his ass to the wall.
You got taxes? Remember, that's all they can come up with. It's like income taxes. This will be tough to beat.
Yeah.
I don't see, so to speak.
Pardon the pun.
Wow.
You will pardon the pun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
So anyway, that's a good way to start a show.
Sure is.
That's a good little playlist. You know what that's like? That's almost like having writers for the show.
It is.
Where you would just come in and actually you would just like do a skit to begin.
Uh-huh.
And get the show rocking right away.
Right.
So get ready for some big laughs.
Truly, truly amazing.
And you also have to see the file footage, which I'm sure you have. But in case you haven't, you know, no, not of the boy.
No, you.
Of this guy.
Yes,
who's got the typical square head, the politician hair. Right.
Well, he was head of the what? What was the group that he was head of?
The anti-perv group. I mean,
he was the point man for all this
anti-internet
predator stuff.
Right,
exactly. To protect kids, Congress's effort to protect
kids. That's amazing.
Right. He's shaking
Umdun Bush's hand, and he's standing at a podium, and he's saying, you know, we must make this country safe so our children will not be hurt by these predators. Are you with me?
Oh, you know what scared me, though? Of all the places they're going to do the investigation, I hear that now Florida's talking about doing an independent investigation.
One of several investigations
already underway.
In retrospect, he seems like a bad choice for that position.
Who knew at the time?
Wow.
Who knew?
Pretty great. Pretty, 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 pretty great.
All this going on. What a big weekend.
Let's see how much of this even made it through on the air. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Huh. Yeah, I was just wondering if Mike meant to sound so much like John Lithgow.
I know he's just said John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
Right?
Maybe there was. Why several when you can select? Hello, boy. Are you wearing gym shorts now?
Perfect. I think you were evolving into it as the...
Well, he got... What I tried to do is get the voice higher as the congressman seemed to get a little more agitated.
More worked up. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, restart telephone. Give me a moment.
LOL.
There you go.
BRB.
That's the kid's whole thing. And how about that? My mom's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom's coming in.
Steam room.
Waltzing made you sore?
How do we have the lawmakers?
Tell me why waltzing makes you sore.
Grab the snake.
How do the other lawmakers feel about that steam room comment?
Call Denny Hastert. Tell him you have a problem.
How many of them shared a steam with him?
Yes,
steam room.
Yeah. That's his that's my fetish. Love steam rooms.
Yes, sirree. Bunch of those old congressmen.
Oh, have you a ruler?
Today is the first Monday of October, which means that it's the first day of the Supreme Court.
Right.
And, you know, I saw a picture of those people, and it might as well have been an ad for a funeral home. You know, except for the new Nazi that they put in charge of it.
Yeah, Roberts.
Sitting down in the
John corner. Roberts, CBS News, John Roberts.
Yeah. Looking like, really seriously, the youngest man in the world.
Yeah, he's the fittest of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Compared to the rest of them. Just standing there, those robes.
Good-looking bunch.
Yeah, no more Sandy, baby. No more Sandra Day.
Yes, sir.
The swing boat.
I watched that. I watched that for a microsecond. I almost started thinking very seriously for a moment, thinking, you know, really the law, the ultimate arbiter of law in this country,
are these eight dopes?
Yeah.
Who are wearing, like, Judge Judy outfits. Now,
sure.
I know the Judge Judy outfits came after the judges, so please don't call with that brilliant analysis.
But you see it with Judge Judy likes to wear her robe. Wapner likes it. They dig the robes.
Sure they do.
They like wearing the robe. You earn the robe, you wear the robe.
It's a costume. It's a regal thing.
I'd like to have them wear robes, but wear a Tony Soprano robe.
But you think, you know what, we're almost up to 300 goddamn million people in this country. Keep building that wall faster, please. For 300 million people, you got those eight fossils making the ultimate decision.
And for some reason, whenever I see a picture of them, I want them to dance.
And that's why
maybe
it's
an old Monty Python thing, but I want them to dance.
That would be nice.
That's why I think it would be nice to shake it up and allow the American Idol runner-up every year to join the Supreme Court.
How cool would that be?
Just for
regardless
just for
of
year.
Educational
couldn't,
background.
Couldn't
right.
Hurt.
The runner-up. It's a nice runner-up prize. So, you know, you would say...
So who would it have been this
So year? It would have been that girl with the big jugs.
Perfect. It would have been Catherine McPhee?
Right. So you'd say, so you'd say Catherine McPhee.
But she's got to stay in shape if she's going to stay on the... on the Supreme Court.
That's in the Constitution.
She can't get fat.
Don't fill out that robe.
She can't get fat.
Well, you couldn't do that with, like, Reuben Studdard. No, Reuben Studdard won. He beat Clay Aiken. Hey, under this plan, if you went back in time, Clay Aiken would have been on the Supreme Court.
Clay would have been on the Supreme Court for a year.
Would have been fine.
I like that. Make it more, you know, work it into a reality show.
And also what you do then is you're bringing in someone from the really low end of the teeter-totter, because you have all of these mere fossils sitting there. So why not bring it with America's favorite TV show? And the only way that Americans really vote is through American Idol anyway.
Right, exactly.
So you tie the two together.
Well, wasn't that last year? They said so many more people voted for American Idol than they did in the presidential election, right?
Well, good. Well obviously that's because you can text them because you have little girls doing it. But what if you had the same thing? The Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fine.
Special, and it could be hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
And they'd actually be part of decisions.
It really couldn't hurt.
They'd be. I think Clay would definitely be a swing vote.
Oh, boy.
And you need that. Roe v. Aiken.
I just don't know.
I'm not sure, but just make sure that when we open the session of the Supreme Court, we don't have any tree nuts up on the stand. Just can't have that. I'm not going to eat tree nuts, and I know that Justice Roberts lacked tree nuts.
And you know what? Once the novelty of that wore off, as it would immediately, then you would go to, like, to a lotto system like the NBA does with the ping pong balls that are flying up or like they do in a lottery in wherever you live. Every night at 7 o'clock, what you do is you take the top 10, and you would say, now here's the moment. One of the top 10 is going to be on the Supreme Court. Just keep in mind, in some years, you've got retards like John Peter Lewis.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, wouldn't that be delightful if he was on the Supreme Court?
And who was the fat white kid that people kept voting for? You like a thug? Scott somebody? Yeah.
Scott Sable. You remembered his name. Scott Sable.
All I can picture is them pulling out the ping pong ball where it's like, John Peter Lewis.
Justice Kennedy, Justice Roberts, Justice Scalia. Say hi to Justice Bice. Here's Justice Bice.
I like the wild card.
Could other primetime stars be on the Supreme Court?
Kelly Pickler? No, this has to be an American Idol.
Oh, my God, Kelly Pickler. And this is the decision that was written. The deciding decision was written by Justice Pickler. You might have a little difficulty deciphering it. The clerks were not able to fully edit out the grammatical errors.
I'm telling you, it's a way to get the young voters involved in politics.
To celebrate Kelly Pickler's first day on the Supreme Court. On the bench, she will be enjoying a lobster with Wolfgang Puck.
It's really quite depressing.
Yeah.
If you look at the picture of these people.
Don't look at it.
You know, and it almost looks like one of those old-time things like when you go to the boardwalk and you dress up in old like Western clothing.
It's a gag photo. Yeah,
well, they hang on, too, because I think that's kind of what they feel there.
You know, when you're appointed for life.
Yeah,
I think you feel as though you need to hang in there.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, getting out early is, you know, what's his name that just passed away? I call him Rumsfeld.
Rehnquist.
William Rehnquist hung in there like almost to the bitter end.
Oh, but let me just tell you something about Billy R.
Yes.
Oh, man. Billy R. went to the very end.
Yes, he did.
That guy got it done. Uh-huh.
And he wore the racing stripes on his robe. Remember that? He had the racing stripes on his robe, which I thought was very cool.
The one thing about him is he was the Supreme Court justice who was the most prickish about it. He was the guy that would dress up, like you're saying,
right,
with the admiral-like stripes on his jacket, as if to say,
Hey, guess what, you schmutz?
I'm the man.
Not only do I get this cool robe,
I run the ship.
I'm better than the rest of these guys.
Right. Pipe me up to the bench.
I'm the Picard of this whole deal. I'm the Kirk of this deal.
Right.
Leave me alone. I make the rules for everybody.
Engage.
But congratulations to them on their very first day. And they're Welcome surrounded back. By, like, clerks and all that.
And I don't know, Mike, maybe I'm dating myself here, and I did a couple of hours before the shows, and I just like the Foley thing was, you know, with...
You were IMing yourself, weren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Asking you to get yourself out of ruler.
13 M's.
Do you know how I really remember this whole first Monday in October thing, besides the fact that I saw the picture? The stupid movie with Walter Matthau.
Right.
Jill Clayburgh
with the perpetual runny nose.
Yeah.
Where she was like...
Is that to be confused? Is it 12 days in October?
That's...
the Cuban Missile Crisis?
That's called 13 days.
13 days in
with
October?
Kevin Costner.
Is it 13 days?
Yeah, that's the name of that one.
Well, there was another one, I think, with our good friend.
Who?
24. William Devane might have been in... William Devane might have been in one of those October movies. I just think... Somehow I just picture him that way.
Jack.
Make sure those missiles are leaving Cuba by sunrise. And what's the deal with the stripes on that robe?
Take them off?
Jesus, take those off, Rehnquist. Oh, you're dead? Never mind.
And
I'm trying to think if I can think of all the Supreme Court judges. You got your Roberts, you got your Scalia, you got your Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you got
kill
your Breyer.
Kill me on this. You
got to...
Ask me who the three quarterback is.
Wait, I'm going to know them all.
Bengals, I know them all.
Marshall is dead, right?
Yes, long since gone. You got... Scalia, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you got Roberts, you got
Gavin,
Dean Martin, you got, no, I know I can do this, now I'm putting undue pressure on myself.
You got Mailman.
Joe Brown.
Yeah, all right. You have Joe Brown, Judy Scheindlin.
You have Willie Ames.
Willie Tyler, you have Lester.
Oh, Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold. Hirsch. You have Hirsch.
Yes. Judge Hirsch.
That's Judd Hirsch.
Judge.
Sorry.
Mike.
That's for the defense?
Mike Judge.
Mike. I really don't know.
Me neither.
I'm embarrassed.
You did pretty well.
Don't feel bad.
Why should we know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, most people don't.
Because he brought it up. That's why we should know.
Well, because there's only eight people. That was my point. It's just eight tight asses deciding the final. If you got
Kennedy.
It's something you feel strongly enough to argue about. It goes to the highest court in the land. And it's like people that you wouldn't want to be caught, no pun intended,
Breyer.
Dead next to.
How about this? Of the three branches of government, it's easily the worst one. How about that?
Hmm.
I agree, don't you think?
Who's the one that came in right after John Roberts?
They're all pretty bad, Rob.
There's a brand new one we got. Didn't we get a new one right after John Roberts? That replaced Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes, we did. Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline. Got
Kevin Federline.
I got six. I've only got six. I'm really feeling naked out here.
I've got the list.
I can't believe...
You have the list?
I do.
I can't believe that the show has now evolved to we're actually trying to name the Supreme Court Justice.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Liddy.
How about you there?
Don, baby, how's it going?
You got Justice Bob Conrad.
All right, Buzz, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Okay, we've got John Roberts,
yeah.
John Paul Stevens,
okay.
Antonin Scalia,
yeah.
Anthony Kennedy,
yeah.
David Hackett Souter.
Oh, Souter, okay.
Clarence Thomas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, love the ice cream, Samuel Anthony Alito, and Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, Alito.
Yeah.
Alito was the nerd name.
What's that?
It's over. Don, it's over. It's all over now. We should have had who? Clarence Thomas, but he had the old Coca-Cola can.
Right.
Why, can go this way?
Cubic hair. Mr. Geronimo.
Where?
Don't pass notes in class.
Right.
We're studying the Supreme
Why
Court.
Not, Mike? With your problem.
Alito, I forgot that. He was the nerdy guy. That was like right at the end.
Don't even know.
Hi. So,
wait,
you
got my head. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
Well, you know, with the tip in, Mike was correct. The William Devane flick was the Missiles of October.
The Missiles of October. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Not 13 days in October, not 12 days. The Missiles of October.
The Missiles of October, Jack. 13 Days was also a movie about the Cuban Missile Crisis, right, with Kevin Costner.
There may have been. I know there have been more than one movie about
it. Oh, I know you've seen. I know you've seen the one with Kevin Costner.
It was called 13 Days.
There you go.
Oh, is that what it's called? Okay.
That's the relevant one.
the recent one that I have nothing to do with. The original was the Missiles of October.
Who are you?
I'm Jack Kennedy.
Oh, really?
President John F. Kennedy. That's who I am.
Do you have a headache?
I have a splitting headache.
Sure.
These teeth are picking up radio reception from around the country, and now with that new satellite technology, I can hardly get a night's sleep, Jack. Jesus.
Can you stand to go back to Dallas?
I can't go back to Dallas. Are you insane? I'm in a car at the bottom of the river.
Who are you?
My name is Secretary Heller.
Hold on, I thought you were Kennedy.
I'm William Devane. I'm whoever you want me to be.
I thought you were being JFK.
JFK.
Good news, President.
What's that? What's that, Rob?
An upgrade. It's a convertible.
It's a convertible. Thank you so much. Pardon me, Mrs. Lincoln. How do you enjoy the show?
Same price.
Same shtick. Same shtick, Jack.
Sorry.
Are you insane?
I'm sorry, Bill.
What was it like when you were working with Abe Lincoln?
Very difficult. You know, he was a method actor and always had to compose himself before he'd go on stage. When I just said, give me the lines, have me read them, asshat. No problema. I'm Bill Devane. I'm a veteran stage actor and a film actor.
Television
too. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Like I needed to be reminded. And I've got the greatest choppers in Hollywood.
Yes, you do.
Have they called you about being back on 24?
Not a goddamn chance. It's Sutherland. It's his father. Hates my guts. He didn't care for me when I was on the set of that wonderful space flick called Space Cowboys. Fantastic. Just because I didn't have to show my buttocks.
In Space Cowboys, you really show your teeth.
I'm a mean man in Space Cowboys.
You are working that gum in Space Cowboys.
There's no chance I'm sending you up there, boys. Not you, Sutherland, Garner, Eastwood, and especially that pockmarked Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
Ain't gonna happen.
Okay, we gotta hit a break here. Okay?
Then we really, of course we do. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm being boycotted just like I was on 24.
I know.
For God's sake, that's what Sutherland would always say. Gotta take a break. And then he'd go get drunk, smoke a Marlboro Red, and jump into a Christmas tree. What a blonde punk fag.
Wow.
Kiefer. What kind of girl's name is that anyway? Kiefer. Why didn't he just name him Leslie? Or Shirley? Or just, how about cut to the chase, yeah. Donald Sutherland? Name your son Pussy.
And who are you again?
I'm William Devane. And I'm bitter.
Because
I was written out of the show 24. And it's just a travesty of Hollywood justice that I'm not going to be leading that show. Meanwhile, my horse-faced daughter gets to stay.
Are you insane?
Incidentally, everything I've talked to you about in this last brief time we've been together is classified.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm still underwater.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And now two people who really should be on the Supreme Court.
Do you look weird to yourself?
I look weird to myself all the time.
I mean, that is a funny-looking person.
It is.
I mean, there's nothing enough. I don't know what to look like. I'm not separating from you. I'm a funny-looking guy, but that guy is a different-looking guy. Any?
Yes.
I mean, come on. You call yourself nerdy.
I am nerdy. But
it's a compliment. That's a funny-looking guy. Look at the guy who was. Did you came out and shocked
him? Look at the guy in the small square right there too. He's kind of funny looking.
No, but the guy who was imitating you and you ran out on stage.
Right.
Behind him, that guy didn't look weird.
I think we all do to some extent.
Yes, we all.
The camera had 10 pounds of weirdness.
Yeah, that's weird.
There we go. He's done.
Look at that guy.
He went on their show.
Who's that guy?
I'm here with some logic from an older person. No matter what your sexual being is, by answering it, yay or nay, you put it away. In other words, you're putting yourself in a no-win, and you could be in a win-win.
Or I could just say, you know what, forget it, I'm not going to deal with it anymore.
Then you're always going to have people driving around.
No, I'm always
going to
say the same thing. Stop doing it.
But they're going to keep taking pictures then, and they're going to keep asking questions. Because they're going to say, why doesn't he answer? It's your choice.
I think so. I'm going to give up. I want people to stop driving by my house. Hopefully they'll do it.
Tell them to stop driving by.
I'm just going to put nails up on the
just stop all that for a second.
It's one of the first times I've ever agreed with Larry King.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I don't even know if that was on the air or not. I hope it was.
Do you think it...
Hold on a second.
It would be career effect...
Yeah, that was on the air.
Oh, good.
If you were, do you think people would stop buying your CDs?
I couldn't tell because of the way this board is configured. Did they do something over the weekend in this place, Robbie?
They've not changed it, but the Q button is weird. If you hit the Q button, it's weird. It's weird. If you hit the Q button, it, like, disables the fader. If that makes any sense. You know
yeah, okay.
If, does it make sense with the problem?
Let me just see if that was on the air. Well, I don't know, because now he just X'd out the phones.
I blame the Supreme Court.
We used to play a game like that in college. Disable the fader. I don't know what that meant.
But let me just make sure all the elements are still there. The Rockin' Slade.
Yeah.
All right, that's still there. All right, and Larry King talking to Clay Aiken.
I don't think so. I think
I don't know.
I think it's a I think it's we're a very progressive America now. I don't really sit around and hypothesize about it, though. You know, I don't really, it's not something that occupies my time.
But you don't think it would be career-ending?
No, I don't think anything. I mean, I think, again, I think people's, if celebrities nowadays can do the things that celebrities do,
yes, like,
still be successful, you know, I think that anybody can get by with pretty much anything.
I think you like the baloney pony.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with Larry. Come on, Clay, come on, just admit, settle it. You're gay. If you're gay...
Yep. Broadcasting with a utility belt full of fun for ye, Don and Mike.
He's getting emails from Foley right now. Dear Clay. Clay's answer are all the same. LOL. LOL.
Maybe he likes the questions. Maybe. Maybe he likes it being a subject.
All right, well, now I hear it. Everything is cool.
Good.
Everything's going
on. With Clay Aiken, or are you talking about your control board?
With the buttons that are lighting up that was indicated.
Well, let me ask you then. Is it cool with Clay?
Oh, every cool as a cucumber, Mike. As one
nice eye, choice of words.
As one eye, Scott says, cool as the other side of the pillow.
Oh, baby, I love that expression.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Hey, what would
I love Stuart Scott. Everything about him.
What would a new week be without having once again to break someone's heart?
Oh, no.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Still on hiatus.
It's October... October 2nd.
You know what that means.
And what does that mean, Tom?
I'm back on the show.
No, I don't think so, Tom.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so, Tom.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to check the records.
What?
What was the deal we made with you, Tom?
October.
Rob, do you really remember what we said to him?
Sure I do. I have the records right here.
Oh, good. All right. Rob's getting out the records, Tom.
Tom?
Yeah?
How you been?
Good.
Good. We have you on hiatus until November 15th. Or
cut it out,
goddammit.
Listen.
Listen. Tom?
He just hung up.
He just hung up.
He's going to want to hear the other part of the story.
What was the other part going to be? Well, no, why don't you wait until he calls back next week?
He'll like it, though.
Or tomorrow.
All right, what is
2 hours later.
If another tard is canceled, we can move him up and as a fill-in tard.
He's mentally retarded.
Okay, thank you.
He was very agitated.
He gave us a big goddammit and hung up.
Oh, come on! Click.
November 15th.
He's not happy.
Well,
we're not helping with his anger management.
No, not at all.
Or Tom, are we?
If you're listening, Tom, get out your rubber band. Remember he's supposed to put the rubber band around his hand?
Remind him to be nice.
Whenever he gets very angry.
I don't like he hits people with his cane.
Oh, we've had some good calls to start the show today. Nice spanking call to begin. And Tom has called in once again to find out that his hiatus continues. Let me see. Oh, we're going to be picking the winner today of the YouTube contest.
Okay. Wonderful.
For our TV commercial. And is it tomorrow that Mark Cuban's going to come on the show and argue with us?
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, of all things, does not like YouTube and thinks YouTube is ruining the world. And he's really on some kind of friggin' crusade about this, you know.
Really? I would think that he's one of the great innovators in media. I'm surprised at that.
Anyone who would buy YouTube is a moron.
Right.
Okay, hi there. I'm a moron. I'd buy YouTube if I could.
Well, they're talking about the fact that it's going to make an amazing amount of money.
Anyway, our contest is on YouTube. Tomorrow we'll be arguing with the crazy owner of the Dallas Mavericks about the entire YouTube thing.
Good.
There are, I think, 21 commercials up there.
Right.
We'll pick one out today. And then we've got to figure out exactly how to get in touch with the person who submitted the commercial, because they went besides the cash prize. The commercial will actually be played on local cable TV.
Is there a way of doing that?
That Mike and I buy, and the station buys one commercial on CSI. We'll have to wait for that person to contact us.
Okay.
So we'll be selecting the winner in just a moment. Big football weekend, lots of stuff to talk about there that we'll get to a little later, like that.
We're going to the bowl, Skims.
That ass that stepped on the face of the other guy,
mm-hmm.
The guy for Tennessee.
He's so tense.
And yeah, the Redskins, after we had picked them to lose, came back.
You had picked them to lose.
Oh, did you pick the Redskins, really?
I did.
You did.
Oh,
congratulations, yes. Mike. How's your fantasy team doing?
And we won.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is it already
How about
final?
That? Two for two.
Final.
Got your final?
Hey, hey.
He caught you by surprise.
He gave you by 1 point.
Oh.
Yes. He needed 1 point from his defense, and guess what he got?
What?
One point
from his defense.
1 point. If my general manager had started the correct quarterback, we would have done even better. We might have won the money.
Travis Edlin Butler?
Travis will admit that. Isn't that right, Travis? We were discussing that during the break, that starting Kurt Warner over Mark Bulger was probably not the best decision, but on paper it looked pretty good.
It was all right, I guess.
But, yeah, Warner looked good yesterday.
Yeah, real good. Nice. Keep up.
Disaster, really.
Jackass.
It's funny to hear him talk, because I think of this.
No bad touch, please. Can you help me make a decision? Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Yes, please.
That's what I think it was.
Normally he's a voice with tape. Yes.
Lots of...
Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, Rob.
Lots of guys going tonight. Not only are...
Did you win the money again?
Well, I may, depending on tonight's game.
Who you have going tonight?
I got nobody going tonight.
Yes.
I got nobody going tonight, but I'm rooting for Green Bay because I'm 31 points ahead of Buzz. And Buzz has Donovan McNabb and
Dante Stallworth. And if McNabb scores his usual average 27 points tonight and throws a touchdown pass to Dante Stallworth, then boom, I win. Long shot. Pretty excited.
Yeah, that's weird. Buzz, did you read that like on the fantasy football guru thing?
No. My manager told me that.
Your manager told you that? Well, let's go Packers. I like having a rooting interest in the game.
Yeah.
I know Bart's game with Slow Joe is also very close. And
right.
Joe's got a bunch of guys going tonight, and Bart's going to sit back and watch. It was a big weekend for football. We'll get to that.
Packers Philly tonight, right?
Yeah. And I would like
it's
to
a
talk,
great football game right there.
I would like to talk about that guy that kicked the other guy in the head.
Yeah.
That's
a kick in the head.
I watched it, and...
How lucky can one guy be?
I was watching the game live when it happened, and they glossed over it at first because it's one of those things you didn't... It's like, oh, my God, did that really happen?
Right.
It was like, we'll be right back.
He stomped on his head, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy had his helmet kicked off, and then the other guy just absolutely... I mean, here's what nobody is saying, that he could have... Don't do that. Nobody's saying this. He could have killed the guy.
Yeah.
He really, if the guy for Dallas, if his face had been one quarter of an inch moved the other way, these guys are playing football with goddamn cleats on.
Yeah. Right.
I mean...
And the big guys.
And you know, how would the NFL handle that? I mean, that's not like...
Did he explain? I know he accepted responsibility. He said, I should be punished. I should get...
No,
whatever they decide I deserve, I deserve.
No,
he said that, but did he explain why?
Maybe it's because his team sucks. I don't know.
In the heat of battle, anything can happen. I mean, anything can happen in a sporting contest.
You know, you can get through a lot. You can get through a guy with herpes.
Uh-huh.
You can get through all these right. guys got DUIs and stuff like that. But Jesus Christ, you can even tolerate or accept in some weird way a guy being paralyzed like Mike Gottlieb was or the things that happen. You say, well, those are the risks that they take when they play the game.
Right.
But what would the NFL be doing today, seriously, if one guy had killed another guy out there?
Well, I mean, it is symptomatic of what the NFL and in all of sports, you know, that's what's happening. I mean, you're getting guys, the taunting, that you know, still guys are getting fined for it and penalized for it, but it still happens. And you know what? It used to be, isn't this the way the NFL used to be? The trash talk was always there, but it was never, you never knew it as a fan. You never knew what was really going on because people behaved in a certain way.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't want to get into a whole sports thing with you here because I think it was, and because it was there before and now it's out front, I don't mind it being out front. I think it's dumb if one guy scores a touchdown and another guy wants to high-five him or something.
Right.
That they call a penalty on that because two guys are you know, absolutely making out in the end zone together.
Well, it's like it happened in Jacksonville yesterday in the Redskins game, right, when they were doing that dance after, was it a fumble or an interception or something like that?
Not like your IM.
And, oh, boy, talking about feeling stupid, if I had done what I would have said on Friday and started Byron Leftwich, at this point, I would have been something like 60 points ahead of Buzz. Instead,
you didn't start Leftwich?
I started Matt Hasselbeck. Hey, hi, everybody. This is Matt Hasselbeck.
Didn't JP tell you to start Leftwich?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I'm retired.
Hey, you're going to win anyway. What does it matter?
Well, I'm 31 on Buzz. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
I pray your quarterback could have an even bigger day.
He could.
Or a bigger night.
I'm hoping. Oh, I prayed on it.
I'll pray on it.
Listen, happy Yom Kippur, if that is the correct thing to say.
Yes.
You know, I know that today is the day of fasting and the day of atonement.
Right.
Maybe later in the show, Mike and I can show you how incredibly Catholic we are, and we can describe you since we have so few friends who are Jewish.
Right.
A lot of the things that we know about the Jewish religion come to us from people that we've become friends with in broadcasting.
Right.
And as it turns out, they don't necessarily follow the rules the way that they're really supposed to be followed.
No, you have different, in the Jewish faith,
right,
the way I understand it, you have different degrees. You have Reformed, you have Orthodox.
But the people that we
worked with, I believe, had a different set of rules altogether.
It was kind of like a Woodstock day for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a day where you, we'll talk about that later.
You would tell. It was party time.
We will talk about that later.
It was a holiday.
Oh, the weekend. Jesus Christ. So much stuff from the weekend. I'm going to try to get to this as quickly as I can. We had tried to decipher a message from Alicia, my housekeeper, on Friday.
Yeah, as to what was broken.
What was it?
And the answer is, in one room of my house that I never go into, because it was really primarily Frida's room where there is a piano, there are three large glass vases. And what she said was one of them broken, and nobody goes in that room. That was the answer to that mystery.
There was one of the vases that broke?
One of the vases in the room that...
That was my call, right? Yeah, I'm doing well today.
You are?
I'm doing well.
Three for Mike.
That, yeah, three for three. I'm three for three. You said it was some kind of window or something.
The lottery today.
No, you had it, Mike.
That's good.
You had it.
I knew they didn't come out and say it, though.
Go play the lottery today. Don't wear a condom tonight.
Ooh!
You're a lucky man.
Ooh!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how about Chris Collinsworth's total overreaction last night on that terrible NBC show last night? I mean, that was posturing if I ever saw it.
Are you talking about did he react to the guy that was stomping?
Chris Collinsworth said the guy should be arrested.
Well, but it was the way he did it. He just like, this guy ought to be dragged out and arrested and get him off the field.
Come on, they're trying to say stuff to get guys like you to talk about him. I mean, what is that turkey neck going to do?
Well, you sound like you kind of agree with him, that you were pretty shocked by what you saw.
I do. I hate to sound like one of those idiots. I don't think there's any place for that, you know.
Yeah.
Except in Rob's marriage. That should be not in our society.
Well, I hate to bring up a sport that I used to talk about all the time.
You don't always use cleats, do you?
And she doesn't always wear a helmet. But if we're going really going to have a throwdown and we have time to get ready.
You know what it reminded me of? Hockey.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Well, hockey can get pretty evil.
No, that's true.
When you're talking about hitting a guy from the back and breaking his neck.
No, you've had guys who use their skates and, like, cut the guy like in the jugular. And,
yeah.
Like,
usually the stick is what causes most of the
giant out there, ouch. But then, like, that's hockey. That's not football.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? It's not real. What I mean is American.
No, it's not like football.
Americans, come on, that's our number one sport.
It is.
We live for it.
Primarily a Canadian sport.
We live for it.
Canadian sport.
Part of the problem about watching a game with a woman, as I did yesterday, watched the games with Janet, was that she would ask questions, sometimes that had nothing to do with football, but actually were very good questions, I just wouldn't have the time to answer.
Right,
for instance,
right.
She said, boy, the NFL is really anti-gambling, right? Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely, because I don't know what we're talking about. They're doing a thing about some player being arrested for something and suspended, and she said, what's the worst? I said, like, well, if you gamble, you know, you're out. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, what about fantasy football? That's gambling. And I said, well, yeah, I guess technically it is, you know, but they got a piece of that.
Right.
And meanwhile, I'm trying to go back to the game. She said, well, if they have a piece of it, then they're all for gambling. And, you know, we're watching the game, and she's having a nice conversation with me. And anyway, that's just what it's like watching the game with a girl. But I had a trump card that I was able to play all weekend with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, this weekend, I was a good guy. I went to a family function of my girlfriend's in Pennsylvania.
I know you were talking about doing that.
In Pennsylvania, because she's been nice enough to, you know, to meet my family and to do things with me. But before we even went on this little excursion, Friday night, she spent the night on Friday night because we were going to get up very early, as we did Saturday morning, to drive to this hoedown in Pennsylvania. So I get home Friday night, and she had just beaten me there. She just got home from work by like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And when I walked through the door, she had the new and improved Joker product tears coming down, like with the makeup, where the tears are just all the way down her face.
This was Friday night?
Friday night. All the way down her face.
Really?
And she was on the phone with someone, and she's like, "Well, oh, he's here. I'll call you back. He's here." Okay?
Wow, that'll freak you out.
I go, "What is going on?" She's like, "I have to get myself together." I'm like, "What? What the hell's going on? Is everything all right?" And the story is that I have a driveway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple driveway. You guys have been to my house?
Yeah.
I have a nice house, not a mansion by any stretch of the imagination. I have a two-car garage.
Right.
I have like a turnaround driveway, and there's a basketball net there. Right. It's got like a half-court thing painted.
And a helipad.
Well, no, come on. It's not that big.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm just trying to outline this.
Right.
A lot of people have a deal like this in their front yard.
Common, really.
And what we have is a wall that matches what, you know, it's one of those freedom deals that the stone that's in the front of our house
right.
matches these slate pieces of stone that they've built for this wall, which holds back the hill that used to be there that they had to knock back so that
it looks nice. Looks very nice.
So it looks nice and clean.
Right.
And anyway, this stuff is just
decent.
These pieces of slate, besides being incredibly expensive, they say like it lasts forever.
Uh-huh.
My house is made of this stuff.
Right,
my house half looks like a Fred Flintstone house because this stuff just does not wear away. It's fantastic. So I walk in and she's crying and I say, What's wrong? And she said, "I have a hole in my new car." I went, "Oh, okay, all right, settle down."
A hole?
Yeah. And I said, "Settle down." So I think she's like just crazy talking. "I have a hole in my car, and I knocked down part of your wall." And I said, "Okay." Now I did not overreact. You know, I kid a lot on the show. Some people don't get this. Like when I used to kid with Frida, I used to just talk about what a jerk off I am and how what a dick I am and how unsociable I am. But the truth is, I say that so that you have something interesting to listen to out there. Because if I came in and said, you know, "Hey, I had a really fantastic time with either Frida or now with Janet, and so we had a wonderful time and how loving and you wouldn't listen to that crap." So I don't really yell at Frida. I don't really yell at Janet. I exaggerate stuff. Like when I come home and say I'm in a bad mood. Friday night I was anything but in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a good mood end of the week. Got home. She told me this. I went outside. I did not flip out.
Right.
It was starting to rain. It was, getting dark. And I saw that, well, it looked like she had taken a pretty big hunk of the corner of this wall out.
Wow.
And I thought, well,
how helped you do that?
Trying to parallel park. And keep in mind that
Rob, I don't think she was drinking.
Keep in mind, my driveway is, like I said, it's a two-car garage.
Yeah,
it's got a basketball net there.
Turn around.
So narrow.
And a
yeah, I mean, I've rolled into your driveway a few times, and I mean, there's plenty
around.
Of room.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't think you want to turn around a school bus or an 18-wheeler, but an average-sized vehicle.
So I said to her, listen, and she just bought this car through some deal. You know, she had a good week at work, a good month, whatever it was, she just bought this car. And I said, "Listen, no need to worry. All cars get dings in them. You know, we'll worry about it in the morning." Boom. We get up very early on Saturday morning.
It's a Kenworth that she bought, isn't it?
I go outside, and unless I took a digital picture of it and brought it in, I would not be able to describe to you the level of damage that was accidentally inflicted on this wall. What she did was she hit the wall at a point when it makes a very pointed corner, okay, an edge. And what she did was, with the entire right door of her car.
Isn't this the second issue she's had?
Well, yeah. She got a slight fender bender when I loaned her my car.
Right.
When her car was in the shop from her last little accident.
So kind of a similar reaction, too. She was very, very emotional.
She was emotional then, and she was emotional now.
Yeah.
I went out
and hit the corner where it comes to a point.
Yeah, and what I did was I went out and looked at this, and I saw that, now, this to me is incredible, because I know she wasn't speeding. it would seem to me it would take...
Now, I'm not trying to be difficult. I think she's a sweet person,
yes.
But how do you know that? That she wasn't speeding?
Well, but because the room that where she hit, it's like... How could you possibly come up in the driveway doing anything but 20, maybe 10 miles an hour,
right.
Make the right-hand turn to run into this thing? All I know is that she didn't just tap it, Jackson.
Did she tend to rush?
She was a little panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a little on edge.
Right.
And it kind of lives your life that way.
Right.
And I went out and I looked, and darn, she was right. There is a hole. She hit this stone wall so hard at the point... She actually made a hole in the door of her car.
Wow!
A hole that where you
right in the passenger door or the driver's door?
A passenger door, right where you can look at it and go, "Hey, I see inside your
so
car."
So it was punched. She punched a hole in it.
I see inside your car, and then like the running board is equally screwed up.
Yeah.
And I was looking at that, and I was thinking to myself, well. You know, it's not as bad as she may think it is. And I turned around, and this was before she was outside. I turned around, and I looked at the wall, and I went, oh, yeah. And not because I was shocked at the amount of damage. It's just, I have no idea how I'm ever going
to
get this thing fixed.
Where to begin?
I mean, I don't know the guy that came to my house that did this thing.
The stonework?
I don't know. And as I went over it, and I tried to clean this up a little bit, to see how bad the damage was, as soon as I touched, it's like something out of a movie. As soon as I touched one little piece, this other big gigantic piece goes. Yeah, it wavers a little bit, it wobbles a little bit, and then it goes on the ground. And I realized she took out maybe 3 feet of this wall, which is approximately 4.5.
We're talking about rather significant velocity. That you'd have to do if you do that.
40, well, you know,
40, 50 up the driveway. Or really, it's just the weight of the car. I mean, if your car is moving.
She has a big SUV. Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Were the rocks themselves damaged or just pulled from the wall? Did any of them shatter?
A lot of them shattered.
Yeah. You need a stonemason.
Yeah, you need to tell Leadfoot to watch it.
I think the word might be pulverized.
I think so.
Yeah.
Let me see if she's at home.
Pulverized.
Calling Mario.
Parallel parking in that. Clip the corner, an outcrop's corner.
She was
trying to make room for you so you had more room.
Does she still have the spikes on her tires?
She was trying to park parallel like to the basketball court.
Ah.
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Or to the basketball net.
So to tuck her car over
Hello?
In the corner.
Hello. Well, hi there.
Hi there. Hey, I'm talking about you on the radio.
You are.
Hi there. So, exactly what happened? Me not mad.
You talk like caveman, but you say me not mad.
Me not mad. Me just trying to find out more details. Because I'm having a hard time.
About your moving wall?
I'm having a hard time explaining to the fellas exactly how this happened.
Well, it's the latest greatest security system
that you have.
Intruders come in and the wall comes in and eats them.
Okay, listen, that is wonderful, Rita Rudner, but please, just the real version.
The real version?
Yeah.
I pulled into the driveway, and I have parked there in the past, and I just cut it too short. Normally, I park in front of one of the doors, the garage doors, but I didn't know which vehicle you were driving. I assumed you were driving your new baby, and I was correct, and I knew that we would probably be taking your other car in the morning.
I
didn't want to park in front of one of the doors, and I didn't want you to have to navigate backing up. I didn't want to park too close to the doors because I didn't want you to back out and hit my car or have to deal with that. So
she thinks a lot.
Try to park as close.
I'm going to try to get her some meds.
And then that corner, and you know, I thought my tire had just when I was making the turn, I just thought my tire was rubbing against the wall. So when I tried to straighten it out and then I started moving forward, that's why I heard the ripping sound.
Oh, so it's a Titanic kind of thing.
It's like
an iceberg.
It's like hitting a bird.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you remember watching Ben-Hur? And the chariots would have those things come
out and they would just rip in.
I mean, I have a hole in the side of my door that's at least a foot long.
Oh, so you can open it. You did a can opener thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got pretty strong locks.
How long did it last? I mean, when did you really realize you'd done something? Did you have to get out of the car to realize it?
Oh, no. When I heard the ripping sound, which was just seconds after I tried straightening out my car.
Yeah
but that rip is big. That rip is as big as the entire passenger door.
Well, as you said, I mean, it's at least the length of the hole is at least a foot long.
What did you do after you sobered up?
No. I'm not quite sure who said that. I went
in. It was Buzz.
I tossed the boy into the side seat, and then I was so angry I got out, and I wanted...
The boy, that's her dog.
It was the stupid wall. And then I wanted to yell, but then I was afraid that if I yelled, your neighbor, the CIA guy, would come down with his gun outside, and I just started screaming in the house as I'm making a very large, strong drink, which was gone before you even got home.
I saw that. Okay, well, no worries. No worries. We had a nice weekend. I'm glad we could clear up exactly what that was with the wall. And
you had an estimate on it yet?
On my wall, Mike?
No, I will take care of that. I mean, I have connections with... I mean, I'll get a mason contractor out there.
Oh, I know you will.
I know. I start...
We're not that close. I know you will. You know what I mean? You're special, and you're my girlfriend, but, oh, yeah, you'll pay for my wall.
I told you I would take care of it. I'd find a way to pay you back.
You're self-sufficient. I know you can pay me back. It's called write me a check.
That's
how we do it.
I handle the kitchen. I'll just keep handling the house issues.
I know. And in my house, you know, God knows how I would have made it without Frieda at this point. Yesterday, at one point, I was watching the game, and Jen came into the cave and said, "My God, you have ants everywhere." And I'm like, "Yeah, big deal." And she said, She said, "No, really, have you not noticed the ants in the pantry?"
The front wall is caving in.
I said, "No, I'm not, you know, I'm watching the games." She came back and she said,
"Good answer."
She said, you know that bottle of maple syrup.
Oh.
Now, I never use maple syrup.
Ants love it.
Whose maple syrup is that? Is that yours or Bart's?
It's not mine. It has a little bit. It was maybe Bart's.
Bart's and Frieda's.
It might be Rob from when he house sits.
I like to leave it wherever I go.
Well, you need to cap it better next time because there were so many ants on the inside, it looked like they were poppy seeds.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You know, if they die inside the maple syrup, they can be actually pretty tasty.
Well,
they double in size.
Falling out. That was their food source. It was pretty gross.
Wow. And also gross, although in a good way, that would be your brother and his incredible reptile collection.
Oh, he's got reptiles as well as a shrunken head?
He's a breeder.
Now, the thing, he sure is.
Not that there's anything wrong.
He's got like four kids.
He's a breeder that way, too. You can't say gross. He's actually more, I would say, peculiar.
Okay.
In a good way.
Let me just give you the same.
I just want to make sure before we start.
Shrunken head brother.
This is the same brother that
same
produced
guy.
The shrunken head for you.
Oh, right. yeah. And he brought it out again. And I brought my camera. I forgot it. I was going to have him, or was going to try to take a picture of it.
I told him
next to Don's head. But he wouldn't go for it.
That was a funny idea.
For a size comparison.
Why don't I, you know what I can do? I can start this by saying it was nice to see your brother. He's a swell guy. And what man doesn't feel comfortable at 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning? Coming around, finishing perhaps his second or third beer, and turn the corner with two more in his hand, saying good morning.
Going up to Vivi, it could be like the tale of two cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. You never know what you're going to get.
Sounds great.
She gave me a look. We were sitting at the kitchen table. He's a nice guy. He's got his wife. They got the two kids.
Yeah.
And he's drinking out of a coolie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And... I really
think like he's got a can cozy.
Yeah, yeah, can cozy, right? A coolie.
Because coolie can also mean butt.
Right.
Well, it did in my house. And he said, "Hey, look who's on the can." He said, "Jerome Bettis." He's a big Steelers fan. I said, "Oh, what's
on
he
the
got?
Can or the can cozy?"
On the can.
Okay.
Oh. I said, "What's he got? Some type of soda?" He said, "Oh no, it's Icy Light. It's beer." And I gave Janet a look that was like,
"What's Icy Light?"
That's a Pittsburgh beer.
Oh, Icy Light, Iron City. Oh, he drinks Iron City.
Well, no, he doesn't drink the regular Iron City. He drinks Icy Light.
I didn't know Iron City had a light. I'd love to try it.
Oh,
yeah. Rob is giving it the thumbs down.
There is a place in D.C. that carries it.
Iron City Light.
Yeah, I'll try and get some for you.
All I know is that he has.
I bet it's the Brick Skeller. That'd be the only place it would have it.
While we were there before that, he had to get ready for this family function.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple, and then we went out in the backyard, and he had a couple more. And then when we left to go to the family function, he just put a couple in the bag. He wasn't driving. He just put a couple in the bag with him. Said, "I should be okay now." And the more time I spend with him, and he's the member of Janet's family that I've met the most, he really is like Bizarro World Jimmy. If Jimmy had it together 25 to 35% more,
yeah,
he'd be exactly like Janet's brother.
Oh, cool. I like him.
Now, very much so.
So you were going to a family function then?
Yes, yes, we were.
Well, what's wrong with lubing up before a family function?
Absolutely nothing, Mike.
It's really kind of sometimes like a prerequisate. That's the only way you're ever going to get through.
Oh, really? That bad?
And
wow.
He does love his homemade wine. I had a jelly glass of homemade wine. And
Jelly glass?
Yeah, well, I mean, he said, "Do you want a wine glass, or would you like just, you know, like a jelly jar?"
Oh, a jelly jar.
And I said, "Well, I'll take the jelly jar."
This is getting better all the time. I'm suddenly wanting to transport into that kitchen.
I said, "Fill her up," and then he said, "Would you like to see, where I make this wine?" And we went to his backyard, and he's got the big, he's got the grapes that are vined up and going up over a big walkway. That's what it is.
That's
the more you talk about this guy, the more he sounds like a fascinating and fun guy. I mean, he makes his own wine, he drinks Iron City Light at 11 o'clock in the morning, and he's got a shrunken head.
and the other thing. He had mentioned that one of his... first, we got to watch him feed his iguanas. Ooh, that's exciting.
Is that his reptile of choice?
That is his reptile of choice, but he has different types of snakes. He's bred chameleons. Mm-hmm.
What kind of snakes? What kind of snakes does he have?
He has the corn snakes, and they're called candy cane. So they're pink and white instead of like the bright red.
And at one point, the little boy, who was about six, he says to me, "The iguana bit one iguana bit the tail off my iguana."
No, it was the gecko.
Oh, there's a gecko, too.
The leopard skin gecko.
You know, same thing. Whatever. It's one of the critters.
Does he have a British accent?
One of the critters bit the tail off my critter. He says, "I took the tail and I threw it out my window, and it's on the roof next door. Do you want to see it?" And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, do
so
it.
So I go upstairs to his little bedroom, his little six-year-old bedroom. And he's got Star Wars crap and everything. And
right.
I open up the window, and he says, "Look at the house next door." And there is a tail that's about 6 inches long
that he chucked over to the house next door.
And it was not a baby reptile. It was a big tail. And I said, "Well, what happens to the tail?" And he said, "I think my dad says two tails are going to grow now where that one was." Meanwhile, I'm standing there at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, they grow. They definitely grow back.
They do grow back.
Yeah.
I'm standing there at 11 a.m. like with a mason jar half full of this homemade wine.
How is the homemade wine?
Pretty good.
Really?
Pretty
red,
good.
Red or white or what?
It was red.
Cool.
It was very red.
Yeah.
It was very green.
Very green?
Yes, it had...
Well, he makes like...
It had a combination of... When you stirred it, it had like, you could see... Purple and green and, uh-huh. and dark blue.
That's the antifreeze.
And red. No, I mean it was.
Wow.
It's not like someone pours you a glass of wine. It was almost like a drink you get at 7-Eleven or something like that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Like if they sold like wine
Slurpees.
Wine Slurpees. Slurpees.
Wow. Not a bad idea.
He can get blackberry, and he makes an elderberry that he actually bastes his turkey with at Thanksgiving.
and puts infuses it inside and mixes it in with the stuffing. It's actually very good.
Yeah, no, he's a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
He is.
Snakes and iguanas, shrunken heads, homemade wine.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Jenna, that I had the pleasure today of picking up that message that your mom left you yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What a happy relationship.
I don't even know what I said, and I'm sorry.
What a happy relationship it is you have with your mom.
Did you save it?
No, I deleted it.
Am I still coming over this week?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, it's not for me. It's
I know, but
one of Janet's big things is I really want to go to the grocery store with you sometime.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm like, honey, that's not a big thrill. She said, really, can we please go to the store together? So we were at the grocery store. I know, exciting. And she asked me what I would like, and I said chili. So she said, let me call my mom and find out something about a recipe. So I gave her my cell phone, and she said she'll have to call me back. Well, I guess it was after I had gotten home. We had gotten home. I picked up my cell phone today, and it says you have one message.
Huh.
Here's exactly what the message said.
No.
And I'm not going to exaggerate the tone.
Okay.
I can't wait.
It was, you have one message, Biff. Janet! Call me! and it was that exact tone.
No.
And I'm thinking, this is the sweet woman that I've met,
yes,
you know,
right.
One time a day. I saw her, she had like knee replacement surgery. And
right.
Sweet, motherly. Yet in this moment when she did not realize that Janet had given her the number that was my
cell
phone.
So the call was a little chilly?
It was Janet! Call me!
Oh. What? Nothing else.
That was it. Just Janet, call me. And oh boy, now you're breathing heavy.
She is. I can hear her breathing.
Can you hear her breathing into the telephone now? What are you sorry about? Don't be sorry. Is your heart beating fast because we're talking about sweet mama?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll move past that.
Thank you.
Okay.
And she's not, it's not like Andorra where she's like next door and she pops in. I mean, she's...
No.
This where I live is strategic.
You know, I mean, no harm, no foul. I just thought it was...
Okay.
You know, when I've heard you on the phone with her and when I've talked to her, she has seemed to be a very sweet woman. Caught her in a bad moment.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the message ended up on my phone.
Okay.
So, anyway, how about that wall? How about that wall?
Is your car driving?
You're lucky. You're lucky that it was me because had it been anyone else, I mean, that really is a hazard with that point sticking out
it's a hazard because the whole 13 years I've lived there, you are exactly the first person.
It would have been a lawsuit.
Well,
anybody else, it would have been a lawsuit. 13 years.
Anyone else, you've had to move the car or ask someone to move the car. I was just trying to be considerate of you and your backing up efforts
the next day. It.
And your car is drivable?
Yeah.
My wall's not drivable, Mike.
No. Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Can you still shoot hoops?
She said excitedly.
Yes, you can.
All right, she is enthusiastic, isn't she? All right, and the name of the story is really, my girlfriend is at the wall.
So this particular weekend, Janet hit the wall.
She hit the wall.
Sorry.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on the air.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye then.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye then.
Bye.
She has got to cheer
I'd
up.
Love to get the brother on the show.
Is he interesting to talk to?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because he really... I mean, if a guy raises snakes and iguanas and
makes wine,
just sounds interesting. Sounds like a party.
And he's a graphic artist. I mean, he's a very talented graphic artist.
That's what he does for a living?
That's what he does for a living.
Cool.
And
he's a smart guy.
And he runs a ski resort as well.
Wow.
So he's like a multitasking guy.
Jeez.
Impressive.
And he's got the time to make...
Wine
and
shrink heads.
Does he know how to parallel
park? I do not know. All right, so that was the weekend. I like having Janet on every once in a while. Yeah. You know, at first after Frida died,
you should have her on every time she wrecks a car,
wrecks something that I own.
Structure. And slowly enjoy. I don't think she's particularly accident prone, right? I mean, she doesn't like. You know, does she have accidents like in the kitchen and stuff like that?
Oh no! Just with the car.
With the car.
And if I was to say anything, it would be pot. Hi, this is Black. How are you?
Kettle.
Right. Hello, right. Pot kettle.
This is Robert the Mailman.
This is Black.
I have my house insurance and car insurance with the same company, and one day my wife backed into my car in our driveway. I called and reported it to the insurance agent, and he said, is the house okay? It was.
Yeah, right, well, that's an interesting claim, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Buzz. And I hope everybody knows I'm just kidding, Janet. I think she's a really swell gal.
Yeah.
And she's a keeper.
Yeah, and she's not going to sue you for that wall being in the wrong place.
Vice versa, we think.
That dangerous wall.
That evil wall.
That wall that she hit yesterday. She officially hit the wall. On October the 1st.
Sounds like a challenging driving move.
2006.
It's a shame you just had that wall sharpened.
Will she be parking down on the street now, from now on?
She'll be taking the bus. She will be taking the bus.
Good.
For goodness sakes. Yeah, she's excited. And I had, what was the other thing I was going to say about her, and then I will turn that topic off? Somebody over the weekend, or maybe a couple of weekends ago, said to me, boy, both you and Mike with young girlfriends, you know, what's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, no offense to Mike or to Carl, I said, you know, my girlfriend's 42.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, really? She sounds like she's 21.
She does sound young.
She does.
Does she
very,
really?
Very young, yes.
Does she sound that young?
Not that well.
And strangely enough, when you interviewed Carla on the show, Carla sounds about 60. Now, I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course.
No, Carla, your girlfriend sounds the age that she is.
Yes, 26.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I married an older woman.
You married an older woman?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you'd like to add to that?
She's in town.
She's in town.
Oh, how nice.
That's
she's,
it.
She's in town.
And then I take it nothing you'd like to add.
She's older than me.
Very
that
good.
That is the update from Destination Happiness. She's in town. Oh, come on. You had a good weekend with the boy, boy and his fourth birthday party.
A Chuck E. Cheese party before.
Ah, oh, Chuck E. Cheese party.
I know that you must have some keen observations.
Very clean.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
You know they sell beer there.
Yeah, but our party was at noon.
You should have taken Janet's brother.
Brother. Right. Well, what, Mike?
Have you used that machine yet? Have you used the Paul Pofield machine? Have you used the other?
As a matter of fact, Janet used it last weekend.
Oh, cool.
We did a chicken, and it turned out A-O-K.
Ah, good. Yeah. Delighted to hear it.
We just did a chicken that was just like lightly seasoned and
right.
We did like a rotisserie chicken. So yes, you're a Showtime Ronco Product-O-Rama thing. Yes.
Yeah,
in
Product-O-Rama works.
It has been used.
Because I used mine yesterday, too.
Uh-huh. So what do you make?
Leg of lamb. Boneless leg of lamb.
Love the lamb.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Flawless.
Mike, as you know, got that from me for my birthday because he forgot my birthday. When is Buzz's birthday?
Buzz's is Saturday. We're going to be celebrating it on the show on Friday. Yeah. And I've got a very, very interesting gift that I'm going to be giving Buzz. Very, very interesting. Very unique.
Excited.
Very different.
I'm excited.
Very different.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you took time selecting the gift?
Yeah. I haven't closed the deal on it. I'm in two different sources that I've been looking at it on the internet. And I might actually, because I've done the internet thing and I didn't like the deal, I might actually be going out and doing it that way.
Going to the actual...
Brick
and mortar?
I actually thought about it this morning.
B&M?
I thought about it this morning.
You thought about Buzz's birthday this morning?
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah. And it was after I got Rob's little email, too. I opened that up. I said, I better start thinking about this because I knew already that we were going to celebrate it on Friday, his birthday on Saturday.
You should call Janet's brother to make sure you're getting a good deal on the iguana.
Thank you.
And the wine.
Thanks for tipping the hand. It's not an iguana, okay, Mr. Smarty Pants?
It's a corn snake. It's a corn snake. Happy birthday, Mr. Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
Here's your corn snake.
Thank you.
Hope Marcia likes it.
I'm sure she will.
Would you like a jelly jar? A jelly jar with some elderberry wine and a corn snake.
I would like a jelly jar.
Yeah, you drink that, you will hit the wall.
How is that icy light, friend?
What a driver your sister is.
I would love to try Iron City Light. Now, you're shaking your head, Rob. I would love to try that. I'd love to try all new light beers.
I think it might be the least tasty beer I've ever had in my entire life.
Least tasty.
And not very forgiving on the hangover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
How many did you sample, boy?
That night, probably about 14.
Whoa.
And as they you just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you.
Hold on, wrong one.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think if you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Right.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
14 icy lights, as they say on The Price is Right. That's too many.
Too many.
Don't do that. But it's not very tasty, but it's all they had.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Chris Hansen?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Oh, Chris Hansen. Forward of him. So directed towards the congressman.
What was that?
Did you bring condoms with you?
As always.
We're talking to our friend Chris Hansen from Dateline.
Have you ever gone too far?
But you're asking a lot of people. You seem like you're that congressman guy.
Hey!
Hello?
You made it. You look even better in person. Have a seat. I made some drinks.
Oh, this,
the same girl?
This is where they catch, that's where they catch him. All right, obviously we have some tapes of the Dateline Predator.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
With Chris Hansen.
Ah.
So we'll get to those in a second. Plus tapes of other stuff from over the weekend. What the hey is this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Howdy.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, fantastic.
What's up?
Try out salmon in your rotisserie.
In the Showtime rotisserie oven?
Yeah.
You got the basket for it, Don.
I'll die without water.
I bought you the accessory basket.
Thank God Mike splurged.
Yeah. I spent the little extra.
Thank you, Mike.
And the injector syringe.
The flavor injector.
Where you can inject any disease you want into your meat. It's worth it. And you've got, of course, the tie strings.
That's right.
You don't want those chicken legs splaying out all over the place. Mine is so, weathered now, my rotisserie oven. I looked at it today.
It's seasoned.
It's seasoned. It's amazing. It's really held up. And it makes a little sound now every time I'm rotating something in it. It makes this little...
Maybe I'll get you one for Christmas.
You know what? You could do that. I mean, I don't like to tip my hand, but I definitely would love
I hadn't opened it already, I could just re-gift it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but now you've used it.
I know.
Now you wouldn't give it away for the world.
You're a funny man. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Whoa! Look out! Look out!
Cut the jibber jabber.
Get ready for some hot fun Wednesday, October 18th. The Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Drive. Hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Bud, red hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Did you just card that up for Buzz? Make that like one of those little greeting cards when you open it up, you get a little sound thing.
Yeah, give him a little plastic tape recorder to take along with him. He can just press the button whenever he sees something.
Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Are you?
There you go. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Did you bring condoms with you?
I don't know, Buzz.
They really make it so worthwhile.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Gamera.
Okay. Now Chris Hansen's going out of control.
Come on, Chris. Get
Chris?
It together.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
Well, let's find out. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Speaking of Guy Burley, be a love.
Yes.
And go to YouTube.com.
I am there.
Good. We're going to pick the winner now here for the YouTube contest.
Mm-hmm.
I was checking out on our fan site to see what kind of feedback they had there. And people have definitely have their choices at RadioGodsForum.com.
Right.
Also, they've already started to weigh in on Janet.
Well, that's nice.
Does she sound different to anybody? The last few times she's been on, she hasn't been her bubbly self.
Really?
Well, you got
a new actress.
Bubbly.
A new actress to play her.
That the Ness Person writes, she did sound different today. She must be pregnant.
Start the speculation.
No, listen, little brains. It's very simple. She's at her job.
you know.
She's mellow when she's at her job.
Yeah, when she's at her job, she cannot be as hyperactive as she is in real life.
Like most people are, except for us.
Right. Let's see. So, anyway, on the fan site, I just logged on to see what one they liked, and most of the responses seem to be split along the same lines as you and I have.
Okay.
The one with the monkey.
Right.
The one with the talking, you and I in the Clutch Cargo, Conan O'Brien thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the family ties one.
Right.
Seem to be the top three candidates.
Yeah, they've held in there. They, I've seen that we've gotten a few more over the weekend.
Now, Buzz, you're at YouTube right now, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, and we get audio through your computer now, so if you could turn the, can you tell us, how many entries are there now, Buzz?
22. 22. A new one added today, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you could, click on the newest one.
Okay. Let me go to the next page.
Okay. Hey, this is fun like the old days.
It is like the old days.
Waiting for Buzz and the computer.
Only there was some music.
And our computers in this building are not exactly rapid either.
This is the newest one here.
Okay, here we
All
go.
All right. I'm clicking now.
Okay. This comes from Buzz. This just comes through his board, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Looks like Mr. Potato Head.
There appears to be no audio with that.
No sound.
Gosh, they just hooked that up today. We had it earlier.
Well, that sucks.
It does.
No, I didn't mean the...
Yeah, I saw that one earlier.
Yeah, that has no audio, Buzz.
Oh, okay, well then...
That's one that has no audio.
Why we're not hearing it. Well, then never mind that one. Let's go back to the others.
Buzz, how about you go to the ones that we... I think, as a group... Are we in agreement that the top three are
the one with you with the Batman cowl,
right.
The monkey one,
which is animated,
and the Family Ties one,
right?
Right.
Those are probably the three best,
right?
Now the monkey one, we already know we're going to have a hard time getting on the air,
yeah,
because the monkey is throwing his poop.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, and I guess that really wouldn't be acceptable, would it?
Not really.
I mean, it's animated poop, but it's poop nonetheless.
Not really, but it's still going to be in there. Because if we really think it's the best, we'll run it up the flagpole with
right.
CBS. We also have, let me see, the Family Pies one is 60 seconds. It can be edited down to 30.
But we really would like to use one that's an original 30.
Sure. If we're crazy about the concept. So let's see what we've got. Buzz, the ones that we're looking for are the ones that have...
I know which three you're looking for. I've found all but one of them. Where would you like to start? With the Clutch Cargo Mouths or...
Yes, I think that one is called Same Bad Time, Same Bad Channel. And what the guy has done in this commercial on YouTube...
There it is.
Can you stop it for a second, Buzz?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Show.
You can rewind it to the beginning, too.
Thank you, Buzz. What the guy has done is he's taken a still photo of Mike, a still photo of me.
And then he's cut the mouths out so you can do that Clutch Cargo thing.
And as it says, hi, I'm Don and I'm Mike. Join us and listen to the people on the show. When they say Buzz, it's a picture of Buzz. When they say Rob, it's a picture of King Kong. When they say John Norman, it appears that John is in a mug shot.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts.
Then, because someone, we had a website that said the celebrity you most resemble is J.R.
Tolkien.
My guy says to Mike, hey, Mike, you're great at impressions.
And then they change my face to J.R. Tolkien with the same mouth cut out, and there it is.
And then you say, Don, put on your Batman cowl, and they put a Batman like the one I have, like the one Batman wore on TV.
And it's just goofy, and it's homemade, and there's something about it I really like.
And it has a very cheap-looking graphic over the end of it, superimposed.
Right.
Where it says, listen to Don and Mike every day, 3 to 7, 106.7 WJFK, and then it says, TiVo this ad.
This is cool.
It's a nice touch. Let's see and hear this one, Buzz. Roll it.
I'm Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara from Radio's Don and Mike Show.
Our ensemble cast includes Spark Plus, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Joe Ardinger, and Johnny Norman.
Mugshot.
Mike does great impersonations. Hey, Mike, do J.R. Tolkien. Hobbits are really cool. Don, show them your Batman powers. Join us weekdays from 3 to 7 at WJFK 106.7 for the Don and Mike Show. Same bat time, same bat channel.
And I love that.
You know,
really love that.
That one even says DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, the mouths, it's just hysterical. It's so homemade and so simple, I love it.
All right, now Buzz, can we also please see, and we're going to try to do our best to describe as well, the monkey.
All right, I got it ready.
Now, the monkey is purely animated.
And it's Scatter the Monkey, which, of course, was Elvis's monkey.
Right.
This is really very well done for a listener.
Go.
Really, it is.
Loading. It's loading.
We're all watching. The play, the page.
Here we go.
Look at Buzz going to work on that thing. Flipping that screen around like it's some chick he's flipping over to do from the backside.
Nice analogy there.
Sure was.
He's clean, you know. What are you doing, Buzz?
He's looking in the reflection.
Trying to do it backwards.
This is the Don and
the Monkey
Mike.
Just had a radio fall on him.
Now the monkey's going crazy because we're on the radio.
It's Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
All right, he says,
poop. It says, monkeys dig it. Money. You will too.
Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. And then poop.
That is just so good.
Poop hits the screen and it says, listen every day between 3 and 7.
Right.
And really.
And that's only 22 seconds.
That's fantastic.
That really is. If we could get that vibe, that might be the one to
we
do.
We can't.
We can't.
They've already said no to that one.
Oh, that sucks.
And that, as far as production values go, is the best one.
That is really done. Great. Yep.
We really do want to go with something that is 29 and a half seconds.
Seconds, okay.
That's the time. It's 29.5. All right, and the other one that we all were crazy about was...
Family Ties.
The Family Ties one.
Right.
Although I did see a new one today that caught my eye where it had like... charcoal drawings of people and the mouths move.
I didn't see that.
And it starts. God, I don't know if it started with Rob. Oh, well, Jesus!
Gotta be good.
although I think it was 60 seconds as well.
Now the Family Ties one's a little long too, right?
Yeah, it is. But it's so well done. It's beautifully done. Just like the opening of that stupid show.
I like the way they put the frames
with all the members of the family on the frame.
Yeah, actual framed photos.
What you got there, Buzz?
I'm not sure which one it is, what the opening graphic is for that one. So I'm not sure which of the 22 it is. Shall I play them all?
I think it might just have a stand-up picture of us.
All right.
Just push on anyone, Buzz, and let's just see what happens next.
All right. Fair enough.
We've seen them enough. I just want to give everyone listening a chance to hear them.
I think this is it.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Isn't it like good old times, Mike?
Yeah, the old days.
And now with our
there it is.
With our new studios, we get
no audio though. Here we go. I'll restart.
And it starts with a very gay picture of Mike and I playing jarts.
Right.
And then it goes to the dissolves.
Here we go.
Okay. That starts with us like a Sopranos like picture where they're drawing you and I looking at each other. That's me. That's you in the screen, Mike. There's Buzz with a girl on his lap. Buzz's picture says Buzz Burbank. There's Rob out there. Rob Spiewak. There we are with fire extinguishers meeting Wayne Newton. There's you making that face. There's me straddling the board. And then it's...
Oh, wait, that is 30
that
seconds.
That is a short version.
That's 29.
There you go.
Wow.
That's now another finalist.
Well, then I would say it's down to two. It's down to two.
Yeah, it's down to the two. The one with the cowl and that one, the Family Ties.
Keeping in mind that we might have some type of copyright infringement. All right, still.
Right.
Let's do this right now. We need five people to vote. So that'll be Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and... Hey, Joe!
Yeah!
Have you paid attention at all to this contest?
Oh, yeah. All right, you're in.
Okay.
So, please... To be writing down your answer and bring it chop chop to the studio.
Okay.
For the one you like the best. Okay?
And like I said, if it is the Family Ties one that wins, we'll make sure that it's okay with the copyright and stuff playing that theme song. All right, oh, now I feel like the guy on Survivor.
Deal or no deal?
Find out who's being voted on the island.
How pathetic am I? I bought that game, the video game version of Toys R Us. And I played it with my kids over the weekend.
Oh, you know what? You saved yourself.
I saved myself with the kids.
You played it with your kids.
It was cool. We were playing up, and it's the TV version where Howie like talks to you. So now you have to answer, deal or no deal.
Try that for Xbox.
Carla and Catherine played Elizabeth and myself, and they beat us. Are there babes with briefcases? No, but you know what? I think the first round of it, the first... briefcase I picked was $1 million. So my gambling actually, goes through the stuff that doesn't matter.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Would you get the music for the next thing up here?
Yeah, you bet.
See that? See that right there? We do the drive-through thing?
Yeah.
Just give me some music right there because we can do this right here. Okay, here's the first one. turn it around like they do on Survivor so you can see the handwriting, maybe guess whose it is. Mm-hmm. It says clutch cargo ad.
Okay, that's the one with the mouth cut out, all right?
The next one says clutch cargo.
Okay.
Two for two.
The next one says Batman towel.
That's the same one.
Three. The next one simply says Batman.
Batman.
Same one.
And the last one says Batman towel.
We are unanimous.
We got a winner. Now, Buzz, if you would go back to that one on YouTube,
yes,
and tell us what it says about whoever it is that submitted it, if there's an actual name.
Yes, Lloyd Barber 1.
Lloyd Barber 1
is the winner.
Lloyd Barber 1.
It was very popular, rated 4.5 stars among users. 80 people looked at it. The tribe has spoken. The notation says this commercial includes insider references which may intrigue potential listeners. I am not a talented mimic. I just tried to make three distinct voices. The syncing's better on the uncompressed, non-YouTube version. So it has a better version.
So we'll be able to get a better version that we can actually use on real TV.
Well, here's what we need from you, Floyd Barber, whoever the frick you are.
Got to contact us.
We need you to contact us at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
We need the cleanest copy of that you got.
Right.
And
honey,
Mike,
give me the cleanest copy you got.
Mike and I will buy commercial time on a local cable outlet that doesn't break the bank. And the company, they still say, will buy one commercial
right
during CSI, right before CSI.
That clean copy.
Right, mm-hmm. 10 grand commercial. That'll run at a big high traffic show.
Cool. Can we run it one more time? Can we hear it one more time?
Yes, sure, we can.
You got it there, Buzz?
I do.
All right, here's your winning commercial. And if you want to see it when you get home tonight, go to YouTube.
Right. It started, by itself. Second, started by itself.
Go to YouTube, and where it says... Go to YouTube and where it says search, and just write in Don and Mike commercial. And you'll see all 21 entries our listeners sent in. And this one called Same Bat Time, Same Bat Channel is the winner by Floyd Barber and will be played on the real TV. Buzz. Can you start one more time, Buzz?
I can. That's really how it starts.
Our ensemble cast is...
That's really how it starts.
Oh, I believe you.
I'm Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara from Radio's Don and Mike Show.
Our ensemble cast includes Spark Plus, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Joe Ardinger, and Johnny Norman. Mike does great impersonation. Hey, Mike, do J.R. Token. Hobbits are really cool. Don, show them your Batman towel. Join us weekdays from 3 to 7 at WJFK 106.7 for the Don and Mike Show. Same bat time, same bat channel.
You know what I say to that guy, Floyd Barber?
Well done. I mean, really, it was, I think it was always the one we liked the best.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, there was just something about it. It was really well done.
Most runnable.
I know it's not translating maybe as well as we want to on radio when you go home
tonight.
No, it's
much funnier when you see it on TV.
Go to YouTube. And this could be one of the reasons that we're going to have Crazy Mark Cuban on tomorrow.
We'll be able to run that on our website, too, right?
Yes, we will.
See it there?
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, what are the odds on doing that? On getting that thing over on the website.
I know we can link to it, but to import it in, I would actually...
No, link into it's fine. That's cool.
Put a link on the front page.
Yeah, no problem.
You know what else? Maybe I should put up on the webpage at some point. I got all my pictures back from Orlando, me and the grandkids. And I do have pictures of the goddamn ducks that we went to feed every day. And also some fantastic shots my daughter took of me without my shirt on.
Oh, that's always exciting.
That's exciting.
You don't want to share any with the class right now?
Well, now, first, ain't that a nice picture of my daughter?
Yes, very, very nice.
Isn't
nice picture.
Beautiful?
Now, you got to be careful with those pictures you put on the internet. You know our listeners with her.
There you go. All right, now, there's my son-in-law, and there's my oldest grandchild, and there's me.
There you are.
There I am. And then, see, we are looking for the ducks, and here are the ducks, then, Mike.
Right.
There are the ducks. Okay.
Oops, sorry.
And there's another exciting shot of you with my shirt off, because I know that's what you're dying to see.
It's exactly. Well, you're obscured by the grandchildren.
And
there you are with your blue shorts.
Do you have any pictures of SpongeBob? Oh, we already have.
It almost looks in this picture like you're flexing. It's like you're doing one of these.
Natural, Mike.
Right.
Here now, when I got the camera, here's what I will not. I don't know if we're going to put any of these on our website. They're too personal. But just check this one out. I took this one out. See my big-ass toenail that I need to cut. because I'm so lazy. I just
you're being too vain.
I'm putting it down, and I'm just
you really can't tell because it's washed out with the sand in the background.
Well, it's the big left toenail that needed to be clipped about 2 weeks before I went to Florida.
Would you like me to just put up some generic vacation pictures that I find on Google, and we can just put those up instead?
No, there are some that are
like
nice.
Of models.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another topless one on me, Mike. Here you go. Here's me with all three.
You know, I love to look at these.
Me with all three grandkids.
The topless beach.
There you are. Except it was a song.
Here I am with all three grandkids.
I think this is the one you should put up. That's the most flattering.
I don't know if I want to put any of these up or not. I don't know if people want to see these or not. See, these are the ones that I like, though. Like, look at my grandkids in front of the NASCAR cafe, whatever they call
they
it.
They had a great time.
The older one looks
very much like your daughter.
How much do you want to sell these for?
Sell these photos?
Yeah, we can put them up on the web.
Get Congressman Foley on the line. There's lots of pictures of my grandkids he might be interested in. You know what? Give those back, and I'll give that a second thought about what I want.
I'm not giving these back.
I want to put them up on the
I'm
web.
Keeping them. I don't blame you. I urge everybody to go to MikeOMara.com.
Let me see.
That one where you're kind of posing.
I'm not
kind
posing.
Of look buff. You kind
I'm
of look buff
posing.
In that. But you are kind of posing. I don't know what you're doing. But you're
oiled up.
You look well defined. Why did you put oil on?
I just put oil on. Jesus Christ! Look at that tan. You are looking at a picture that was taken on one of those cameras that you throw away after you take the picture.
Those sometimes take the best pictures.
The disposable camera.
Right. Are there any other pictures of you without your clothes on?
No. These are the only three that we have. That one and that one and that one.
I think that one right there.
I can't choose the
that favorite. One where you're standing up and you're kind of putting your fists together. Like the Hulk?
All right, maggot.
Like those old pictures of Arnold.
You know what? I'll leave it up to you, the listeners.
Oh.
If you want to see these photos on the website,
email us
and let me know. Okay? I don't know how comfortable I feel. Because God knows it. Well, there's enough photoshopping out there done already.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That it couldn't be worse than the photoshopping. All right, there you go. Put that one up with you without a shirt on.
Okay.
Let me see which one's going up.
I'll be fair.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one.
Put that one up too. My son-in-law.
Okay.
With the goddamn ducks. Mm-hmm. And then here's another not flattering one of me.
Yeah.
With my shirt off. With all three grandkids. That's good.
Well, excellent.
And then that's all. And I'm not going to put the one up of my daughter because guys will be working it to that.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Like they were to the ones where I was working, when I was those pictures we put up when I was in the kiddie pool. Yeah.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Like they want to see your daughter's picture?
Like,
I want to see
yes, you can.
Look. Like they won't
take
be
a look. She's
like,
a good looking young woman, isn't she?
She is indeed. She looks a little bit like you.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, a very little bit like
well,
you.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
No. I hope she does. She's my kid.
Well, she's a very, very attractive woman.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm not an attractive woman.
No, you would not be an attractive woman.
I'm not an attractive
woman. You'd be an attractive woman like I'd be an attractive woman. I mean, you put us, we've done an occasional drag show.
We all know that only Buzz would make a good-looking woman.
Right.
You like to drag more than I do.
I do, as a matter of fact, this Halloween.
Oh, and speaking of Buzz.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Yeah, are you? Okay, listen, here you go. We have cash to give away. We've got a whole bunch of $100 bills, and we're going to play a game right now. Well, we've done this before, variations of this. We're trying it a different way. It used to be, don't call me chief.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Today it's going to be called, don't call me ass. And here's how you play the game. If you're listening to us now, get thyself to a fast food restaurant. And when you get up to the clown's mouth.
Boy, you exponentially improved this game.
Yes. No matter what you say, everything that you end your conversation with must be ass. For instance, Mike.
I'm kind of the master of it.
If you would be so kind, I will be the idiot behind the counter and you be the guy pulling up. Okay?
No problem at all. Here we go.
Rock of a Jack in the Box. May I help you?
Yeah. Can I get a Jack Taco ass? Awesome.
Excuse me?
Also, I need a large Diet Coke ass and a... do you have chocolate milkshakes ass? Like that.
Don't call me ass.
Yay! Winner! I'm the big winner!
You're a winner now.
I'd like a large order of fries ass and a Happy Meal ass.
So now, really, to do it, it will give you 30 seconds. Let's try it, Mike, with 30 seconds. And don't be as skilled as you are.
Okay. Yeah, you have to make... Okay, let me show you how it really should be done. I'm good at doing it so people don't hear it.
Yes.
And that's not the way you want to do that. So I would say...
All right, one more time. Hold on.
Please welcome McDonald's.
I'll put 30 seconds on the clock, and here we go. And it's... Welcome to McDonald's.
Yeah, I'd like a quarter pounder with cheese ass, a large chocolate shake ass, and a McFlurry ass.
Would that be it?
Yes, ass.
Your total is 1726.
Do I need to drive up to this first window, ass?
What was that?
I said, do I need to drive up to the first window, ass?
Oh.
That's how you play the game.
That's it. Bingo.
And if the person behind the clown's mouth says, don't call me ass.
Right.
You are a gigantic Roseanne Barr-sized winner.
Very, very excited.
With $100.
Good diction always helps in this game.
Just like Mike was saying, no matter what you say to them,
right,
what you're ordering, and what, no matter how you're conversating with the people behind the clown's mouth,
right,
the end always has to be ass.
Ass. Right. I would like, you can't just say it nakedly.
I would
have
like
to put something, you have to ask something before you say it.
I like extra meal value number two. Do you like that one, ass?
Right.
Are the fries salty today? Ass. Is the Coca-Cola frosty today? Ass.
Oh, see, you can ask all sorts of questions.
Sure.
But the standard order, I think, is just the best. One Big Mac with a supersized fries. Ass.
So you get him to say, don't call me ass.
Right.
In 30 seconds, you get 100 American dollars.
If you get it, I better get the manager. He said, go ahead, get the manager.
Ask 877-365-3636. Get thyself to a drive-through restaurant. Oh. Call us right now. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Addie call! Addie call! Addie call! Addie call! Addie call! Addie call!
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Cut the jibber-jabber.
Get ready for some hot, hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot, hot fun. Come enjoy the scene as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Bud, red hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
The vagina is the window to the soul.
The Don and Mike Show.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Man, right.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Both the cause and the cure for an ice cream.
Did you bring condoms with you?
The Don and Mike Show.
The story of the hot rod race.
Sorry, we have.
He's very curious.
The Lincoln motor and it's really souped up.
Have you?
Model A body.
The lines are hopping.
And use them all for auto drive.
Just turn off Commander Cody and turn on yet another piece of contemporary music.
Ah, yes, sir. I love this.
To start... Don't call me ass. You go to the drive-thru, you call him ass.
Yeah, you make your order with a little, just throw that little word at the end of it, and we'll see what happens.
30 seconds. If you get them to say, hey, don't call me ass.
Don't call me ass.
You win 100 American dollars.
It's that simple.
That's how we play the game. Let's go right here. Now, in some ways, it's honk for cash-ish, because we're waiting for people to time it correctly to get to the clown's mouth.
Yeah, now sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Let's listen.
Here is Susan. Hi, Susan. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great. Which fast food outlet are you at, honey?
I'm at a Hardee's in Cambridge, Maryland.
Hardee's!
I like Hardee's.
I think Hardee's is like the East Coast equivalent of Carl's Jr., isn't
it? It is.
Yes. I think so.
Well, they have a little smiley face thing.
Now, are you at the window now, Susan?
I can be. Are you ready?
Go for it, Susan. Yeah.
Now, okay. Susan, remember, what we're going to do is give you 30 seconds.
Okay.
And don't talk to us. Just talk to the clown. And, you know, say ass, and let's just see how this goes.
Okay. What if he says, what did you call me?
Then you say...
So don't worry about it, ass.
Okay. All right.
You never say I called you ass. You can't say that.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, ass.
Ready to play the game, ass?
No, thank you, ass. Are you ready? Ass? Okay, thanks, ass. Could I get a kid's meal with the roast beef? Ass? And I'd like to have a kid's meal with the roast beef, ass. And I'd like to have a Coke with that, ass.
We don't have roast beef if you just continue.
Okay, a hamburger, ass.
She's doing it right.
She's the best.
Anything else? Let me see. I have.
Oh, honey, I am sorry.
Sorry, you're 30 seconds over, Susan.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, though. It was fun.
It was fun. Susan, you did an outstanding job.
Hold on. Susan, you were such a good first contestant.
Yes.
Hold on. We're going to give you a DVD copy of the first season of Weeds on DVD. Emmy winner Mary Louise Parker returns for an all-new season of the critically acclaimed hit series Weeds.
Weeds.
That's tonight at 10.
That's great. Thank you.
9 central on Showtime. Thank you.
It was great having a woman do it first.
She did it perfect.
She did indeed.
She did it
perfect. Indeed.
Let's see. Oh, and there were no indeeds from James Brown at all during
the season. He was on his best behavior.
NFL Today Show on CBS.
Well, Robbie,
he prayed on it. Hello, Bill.
Don and Mike show. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Bill, where are you calling from?
Spokane,
Washington. Beautiful on KJRB. Can you tell us what fast food restaurant are you at right now?
I'm at McDonald's. I'm right behind this guy. I'm about ready to pull up to the order thing.
All right. Now, by any chance, did you hear that last gal, Susan?
Yep.
She did it perfectly.
It was an impeccable performance by Susan. You think you could match that, Bill?
Check this out.
The only thing that I would require, that I would ask...
Let's see. Can I get hamburger with... how about cheeseburger, ass? And small fry, ass? And... hey, does that come in a meal, ass?
The cheeseburger, does it come in a meal?
Yeah.
Like, I can get one burger meal, or I can get one with a small
fry and a small fry. I'll take one of those, ass. And, how about, you got, what kind of salad you got, ass?
What kind of drink did you want for your...
Oh, time's up. I like the time limit.
Sorry. I like the time limit.
All right, good time.
It makes it funnier to me.
Good try, Bill.
More volume.
Good try.
Great job, Bill.
And... I was going to say, for everybody playing the game,
yes,
it would help all of us if you hold the phone so that we can kind of hear the clown's mouth as well.
Yeah, very much so. So we can, you know, if you happen to be lucky enough in 30 seconds to get a Don't Call Me Ass.
Because I know you guys are doing a great job already.
You have a dream to get this idea. You've taken this game, which was always a fun game for me, and this is now. I don't want to ever play it any other way.
This is perfect.
Thank
you, Mike.
This is perfect.
Let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, hi. Where are you from, my friend?
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, Wichita.
Buzz, home of radio's Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Home of Buzz.
Did you bring condoms with you?
What fast food place are you at there, Ryan?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. We are going through the smorgasbord of them, aren't we?
We've had a Hardee's, a McDonald's, and now a Taco Bell.
All right, now, Ryan, if you heard the other people, both of them did it correctly. And we'll give you 30 seconds. Let us know. Are you at the window now?
I'm just pulling up to it.
Just pull up. Make sure we can hear the person on the other end. Go for it, Ryan.
And as soon as they say, welcome to Taco Bell, your 30 seconds starts, and we turn the mics off so you can't hear us.
Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, can I get a double-decker taco, ass? Excuse me, sir?
Oh, hold on.
And a spicy chicken sauce taco, ass?
You can call me ass, sir.
Oh! Winner! Winner!
We got a winner!
Winner!
We got a winner.
Get out of there, Ryan, and listen to what you're going to win.
Don't call me ass, sir.
That was great.
That was fast.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, once again, the game is being played. We may have found a game that people can get their heads around.
Ryan, you get $100, my friend.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well played, Ryan. Very well done. And what did you... Did she say, sir, don't call me ass?
Please
don't call me ass.
Were you surprised, Ryan, you got that reaction that quickly?
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
Ryan, that was good. You got 100 bones. Hold on a second.
All right.
Well, we got time. You want to try it with somebody else?
I'd like to try it with about 17 other people, if that's possible.
How about with Danny? Hello, Danny.
Danny.
Hello, I'm behind one person in line.
Are you a female Danny?
I am. I'm Danny Lee, female Danny.
D-A-N-N-I.
Where are you calling from, Danny?
Vienna, Virginia. Woo!
Vienna.
Brown town.
It's very brown.
And what fast food place are you at, Danny?
I'm at Wendy's.
Wendy's. I love the fact that we're spreading the wealth here.
All right, so there's, one car in front of you?
Yeah.
Is it a minivan? Because if it's a minivan, you're going to be there for 18 minutes.
Tragically, it's not a minivan.
Is the Wendy's brown?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Aren't all Wendy's brown brick, though?
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Most of them have a yellow roof.
Right.
Isn't Wendy's predominant color red?
I think it's a pink brick. It's a regular brick color.
Yeah, that's not
brown. Brick.
Anyway, all of Vienna is brown. That's the problem.
Well, listen, and Rob's not speaking about the population, as he often does.
Talking about the color of the building.
The architecture.
It's all brown. He's right about that, incidentally.
Yeah. It's very stucco. It's very, you know what? Vienna, Virginia almost looks like the way Taco Bell's used to. You know how the Taco Bell's used to look like the Flintstones house?
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's it.
And everything else in Vienna is brown brick.
That's right, mm-hmm. And it's a particular color brown. It's called Tudor brown, and I hate it.
Tudor brown.
I love most things, but this color I don't like.
You love New England.
Name. Yeah. Tudor brown. Danny?
Yes.
Oh, are you there?
No, they're ordering for the other person.
You are listening to the Tudor Brown Show.
How are you doing, Anna?
Woo!
All right, so Danny, I got to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you there yet?
Like 5 seconds.
Well, what's happening in front of you? How long has that car been in front of you, Danny?
It's because there was a long line. I was sitting there waiting.
Time. It's been 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Not my fault. Blame it on Vienna.
I always do.
I know you do.
He's proud of this. Is get your eat on time, too.
Yeah. That's right.
Quarter of six.
All the Warhawks are
God knows
from high.
God knows
okay, now I'm pulling up. I'm pulling up.
Okay, good luck, Danny.
30 seconds of what they say. Welcome to Wendy's.
I would like a number 5, no tomato, please. A small.
And Adrian?
Do you have root beer, ass? Okay, can I get that with no ice, ass, please?
Okay, what bag?
A small.
Have you?
Yeah.
How about you? Thank you.
How much?
$5.88. Yes.
Thank you, ass.
No, too many missed opportunities.
I fail.
Yes, yeah,
yeah,
right.
Danny,
yeah.
You never committed. You never committed, Danny.
Sorry, Danny.
You missed all the asses.
Yeah.
Sorry, Danny.
Typical.
You're a goddamn genius.
Typical Viennese.
Cut the jibba jabba.
Rob is discriminating against you because you're from Vienna.
Goodbye, Danny.
Bye. Thank you.
Danny. I would like a double with cheese, ass.
Danny. Are you going to try one more?
Please.
Yeah. One more.
Time for one more. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. Where are you from?
Pasadena, Maryland.
And what is the fast food restaurant that you are nearest to?
Taco Bell.
Another Taco Bell.
Perfect.
Are you close to the clown's mouth?
I can pull up right now.
Good. All right, very good. We'll give you 30 seconds. Everybody's done it. Come on, be another $100 winner. Here we go. Make this happen.
I'm good, thanks, Ash. Yes, can I get a hard taco with no lettuce, please, ask? A hard taco, no lettuce, anything else? Yeah, let me get a small cherry Pepsi, please, ask.
I love this. I truly do.
Anything else?
Last chance.
Give me a cinnamon twist, please, Ash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, time ran out.
Oh,
time ran out, Rebecca.
All right, Rebecca. Rebecca.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Sorry.
Guys.
We ain't got nothing for you but a big bag of do better next time. Thank you for trying, Rebecca.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, sweetie.
See ya.
Oh, my God. Well, that's how you play Don't Call Me Ass.
Call me ass. I'm lobbying already. I want that again soon.
It'll be back in the rotation.
Don't call me ass.
That's a good one.
I would like this ass.
Got a break?
Jesus, that's great.
Oh, and I know. Something good. Here's a good tease. Something good.
Oh, something good coming up.
When we come back.
Very good.
I like the crap you've been listening to for the last 2 hours and 41 minutes. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Look out! Look out!
I know we've played this one a lot recently, but a spotlight on Michael Hughes. Because he's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to market, you only need to know one name.
Michael Hughes.
At the Michael Todd Hughes School of Marketing, you'll learn everything you need to know about successful radio marketing, like how to make a definite game plan.
Well, that's something we probably need to talk with them about.
And how to stick to that game plan.
We had talked about, the usual.
How to tackle issues head on.
That's a good question. I thought placed,
how to expand your area of dominance.
I've got enough problems here in D.C.
While never abandoning the Michael Hughes bottom line.
We don't market the show,
Learn forceful networking skills.
I try and get everybody's attention I can. I talk to every general manager who will take my call across the country.
And how to talk in circles.
The only thing I passed along that didn't happen was what I relayed. But, I got to see what they did and didn't run. But
so call Michael Todd Hughes and start marketing today.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
You're a goddamn genius.
The radio equivalent of foul-smelling discharge. The Don and Mike Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
Cut the jibba jabba.
Okay.
Jabble. Here's the Hughes update.
Yes.
Dwight's a great manager, a great leader.
And a great man.
Dwight's just a tool.
What's he doing now?
Well, it's the decision that the station has made.
Yes.
Our station here, WJFK, or as they like calling it, Free FM. K106, whatever we're calling it this week.
Mm-hmm.
The deal is that this guy, Jay Severin, who does a political show,
yes,
has been given the 86.
Okay. Oh,
okay, so his ass is grass.
Uh-huh.
And the company fires another one of these guys around January when they hired the thousands of new morning guys who are now all slowly being replaced by Opie and Anthony.
Right.
The company also threw a lot of money at Nimrods who had nothing to do with radio.
Uh-huh.
Like this guy, Jay Severin.
Right.
And 8 months, 9 months into his big 50-plus station syndication deal, nobody's listening.
Right.
I mean, seriously, like the ratings are at 0.0.
Horrible.
So the company says to this guy, okay, you're canned, and he says, I'm going back to Boston.
Right.
So now our station, WJFK here in D.C., is filled with a bit of a sticky wicket. You got to find it. They were not blindsided by this. I know that they knew about this a month ago.
Okay.
Okay. So they got 3 hours to fill at night. Guess what they've decided to do?
What are they doing?
Now, our show is on from 3 till 7.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Jillette is on from, the Penn Teller show is on from 7 until 8.
Right.
So they have from 8 until 9 to fill.
Ah.
From 8 until 9, they're going to play 1 hour of that day's Junkies morning show.
Okay.
From 9 until 10, they're going to play 1 hour of that day's Opie and Anthony show.
Uh-huh.
From 10 to 11, they're going to play 1 hour of the Don and Mike show.
Okay.
This is just...
Jesus.
This is pure idiocy.
Uh-huh.
God! I'm not a big fan of Tom Lickus.
But him on!
Throw on the satellite and put something on besides something you've already aired that day.
And, I'm not either about Tom Lickus, but the fact is, it would match up better than Jay Severin. I mean, it would, just based on his content.
Anyway, this is just a ridiculous, retarded place. And then we get to back to the whole thing again, where I'm worried about overexposure for this show, because they're now running it on the weekends.
Again?
Yeah, they're running it again on the weekends, because they don't have the Redskins. And there's only so many flea markets that you can sell half-hour time of radio to. So really, I mean, who's making the freaking decisions around here? Really? So you've got months to make a decision. And what's the best you can come up with?
Rehashing what's already been on.
We're
going
to take an hour from the morning show, an hour from the midday show, an hour from the afternoon show that people have already heard.
Like a quilt.
Please come and listen. If you didn't hear it this morning, you know, if you didn't hear it this afternoon, it'll be on again in a couple of hours.
I don't get it.
What dickweeds
I they just are. Don't get it, but they're thinking too much.
They're true dickweeds. I would like for Michael Hughes to be laying on the ground without his helmet on, and I'd like to come over with my cleats and give him some of that.
You'd be subject to the penalty of the NFL, right?
Now, this guy for the Tennessee Titans, we talked about him earlier, his name is Albert Haynesworth.
Mm-hmm. Albert.
And I thought about it, and it's a name that I recognize.
What's his name again? Albert what?
Albert Haynesworth. He's a defensive lineman.
So he'd be a masterpiece theater.
What he did yesterday was a guy for the Cowboys got knocked down. When the Cowboys scored a touchdown, this guy kicked his helmet off. And then when the guy didn't have his helmet on, he kicked him in the head, causing 30 stitches. Now, he had on football cleats. They were playing on grass. I mean, he really could have killed the guy, could have taken his eyes out.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, they're big, long, hard plastic cleats.
Without turning into a stupid Mike and the Mad Dog show, here's what the guy had to say, the player, and then you decide what you think the punishment should be. The NFL, of course, because the way they handle things, they said that they'll have a decision by the middle of the week. Meanwhile, on every show, you see this guy getting his face just torn off.
Right.
Here's Albert Haynesworth of the Tennessee Titans.
I'm very sorry. I mean, I apologize to Andre. I mean, what I did was disgusting. It was, it's just something that should never happen. I mean, I'm not a dirty player. I don't play dirty. I mean, I have respect for the game, and what I feel like is I disgraced the game, disgraced my team, and disgraced my last name. When I was sitting in here in the locker room while the game was going on, I was looking at my phone, which got my kids on it, and you know, I don't want them to have my last name and to think their dad was actually, you know, a dirty player, because I don't play that way.
Now, on one hand, I give the guy credit, because he's not saying...
Total stand-up and lots of remorse.
He's not saying, you know, the guy who caused it, my mom was a whore. For me, it's real simple. Take the year off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're done for the season.
Think about it. Take the year off.
Yeah, and then you bring him back. He's shown a proper amount of remorse.
Take the year off.
He could have killed the guy.
He's been suspended for 5 games without pay and is facing possible criminal charges from Nashville police and prosecutors.
Oh, is that from the league or from the Titans, Buzz?
That's the latest from our news gathering.
No, what I mean is, Buzz, I'm sorry, I don't mean to bust your balls.
I don't know who suspended him, whether it was the league or the game. This story does not say.
Well, the game wasn't suspended. The game is league. So it was either the NFL or the Tennessee Titans.
I don't think Tennessee can do it on their own, can
they? Here's the thing. I ask because I saw Jeff Fisher, the coach with the mullet for the Titans. He said he had a press conference. He was hot, and he said, "Screw the NFL. If they don't do enough, we are going to take care of this ourselves." He went to Parcells after the game and apologized and said, "If the NFL doesn't do anything harsh enough, we are going to take care of it ourselves."
And that is what NFL coaches should do, and they're obviously taking care of it.
5 games is not enough, I don't think.
Right. No, it's just, I agree. It's the rest of the season.
That's why I asked, because I'm sure that it's what the NFL has dished out, and I hope the Titans do a little bit more.
Right. Rest of the season, without pay, you know, let them think about
it. Yeah, where's the league?
Okay, thank you very much, Buzz.
The league suspended him for only 5 games?
Right, without pay.
He was talking to Parcells. Did he cut his breath?
breaths. Hold on. Scarlett Johansson has a couple of them.
She does. They're magnificent.
Hey, Klaus, we put this up on the website, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From Esquire magazine. This is not a list. They've just decided that Scarlett Johansson is the sexiest woman in the world.
I don't agree with that, but she does have big, beautiful breasts.
She's got some knockers. They say that she's a trailer park temptress.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Trailer Park Temptress. Go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, You'll see the picture on today's steaming log. Also on today's log, Travis Edlin tells me that we have a link to the YouTube commercial winner.
Right, our first video.
All you got to do is just go right to the website, and it's right there for you. Last thing before we get to Buzz, real fast, two things I wanted to mention. First, Law and Order. I like Law and Order. It's been on the air forever.
And Law and Order and like six other shows that came from it.
They do a good job of taking, ripping the stories from today's headlines.
Right.
I was on a website actually trying to find pictures of Martiga.
Oh, yes. Because
she got...
You got it going on for her.
Well, and she just gave birth. And she's Jane Mansfield's daughter, so she's got knockers to begin with.
Is she Jane Mansfield's daughter?
Yes, she is.
I didn't know that.
Jane Mansfield and a bodybuilder named Mickey Hart is that.
Well, and if he was a bodybuilder, that means when he got older, he had big breasts, too.
So anyway, I'm trying to find a picture of her, because... Well, I can't tell you why, but I'm looking for a picture of her. And I came across a story that said...
I know why, Congressman.
I went to some Law and Order site. They are doing a take on the Mel Gibson thing. However, Chevy Chase has been selected as the guy who will play the Mel Gibson character. Uh-huh. On Law and Order, he'll be playing a celebrity who gets drunk and makes anti-Semitic comments, and then you see what happens to him as he goes through the legal system.
I've just brought up my favorite picture.
You know what? I was going to tell you that the cheese stands alone, and now I'm looking at that picture.
Yeah. Lovely, isn't she?
Oh, my.
I'm telling you, I thought for years she's a piece of ass on that
but
show.
But they and don't show you know, her on that
yeah,
show.
You know what? She's one of those chicks that straps them down.
And she wears sensible, like, man suits.
Check out some... do a Google search and check out pictures of her at the Emmys with long hair.
Right.
I'm telling you, you know what it is? It is BM boner material.
There she is, a little pregnant.
Now, I've not seen her on this season yet, but she's grown her hair out. I think she's lightened her hair.
Yeah.
And she has
but, I mean, I never think
round.
Of her as a sexual
she's
being on TV.
No, she is. She
it's
is
not,
hot.
It's not like, Law & Order is not like the CSI shows. They don't really display their female flesh.
No, but they show a lot of Christopher Maloney.
And finally,
he's hot.
Tell me something here, Kong Klaus.
Yes.
Screech, who is always calling to be on the show. Are we going to get him on now?
We are in talks with his people.
Remember
we talked about
the Screech videotape last week. Right. The guy from Saved by the Bell where he performs with Dirty Sanchez or hasn't performed with him. And the movie is called, the sex movie is called Saved by the Smell.
Yeah, we're hoping for Wednesday, but he's traveling, so we'll get him on this week.
As it turns out.
So from celebrity boxing to making his own porn.
That's right.
He was on CNN. Now, are we stupid? We turned him down last week
because
he's been on every radio show over the last 6 months begging for money. So we said, no, you know what, you've been on Bob and Tom, you've been on with Howard Stern.
Right.
You know, no, we're not going to take you. Calls last week, calls Rob, someone calls and says, okay, you can be the first with this one. And we said, yeah, no thanks. Turns out, he's on, what week did CNN?
CNN and CNN Showbiz, too. Yeah, they're all over it.
Where he's discussing not only what a dirty Sanchez is.
Oh, my God.
But he's discussing how he's proud that he made the tape, and he wants his cut of the money. So...
Jesus.
This is a real tape.
Yeah.
Wow.
And again, I wish I could tell you what a Dirty Sanchez is.
Well, it just seems to me we're going to have a pay-per-view with him and Tom Sizemore.
Right. Oh,
that
would
be a good show.
Right. Try Googling that.
Yeah.
He has a deal with BetUs.com to get the distribution rights to the video. They say that they're going to sell it a download $29.95.
They'll get the money.
They will.
People will pay for it.
So anyway, we're going to get him on the show. That's
frightening, really.
That is not a rumor. That's a fact, Jack.
Screech.
All right, we will come back, and it's time for Billy Boy's News.
Oh, goody.
Old Billy Penis will be on with the news.
Please, call me Bob.
Excuse me. Bob Penis.
Thank you. Did you bring condoms with you?
Here with the news in just a moment.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Celebrating the year of the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
You don't call me ass. I'm with Buzz's News now.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Buzz brought to you tonight by Hooters. This football season bring the whole gang to Hooters for all the football action.
I don't want to take.
You know what Buzz says when he gets to Hooters?
What?
Do you bring condoms? And that's always when they ask him to leave.
And the thing is, though, they ask him to leave, but most of the women find it charming.
They do.
Once again, here's Bob with the news. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike. While Congress has gone home to prepare for Bad Decision 06, the Supreme Court was just getting started today. The first Monday in October, and the court is now in session. One of their first decisions...
Here come the judge.
...not to decide.
Here come the judge.
The court is refusing to consider the constitutionality of a Texas law banning the sale of sex toys for an adult bookstore employee, say that law violates our right to privacy. The Supreme Court today took a pass on the case. That means the laws against these replicas continue to stand in Texas, Mississippi, and Georgia.
Yeah, he, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Satan Meat, Mark, and Poseidon.
The Supreme Court.
Wow. Similar laws have been ruled unconstitutional in Kansas, Colorado.
Yeah, he, the court of swing.
And Louisiana.
Ready to do that.
Who he?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Well, I don't want no alibi.
Yeah.
This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time.
First Monday in October, everybody.
Court in session.
Peace. Woo, look out, look out. It's on the judge. It's on the judge. Everybody knows that.
Cut the jibber jabber. You got it, see.
But topic A is still Florida Congressman Mark Foley and the sexual text messages he exchanged with apparently more than one young congressional page.
Topic A. Ass.
Uh-huh. Today, the world knows
topic about... Topic B-A, boy's ass.
Oh. The world now knows about Congressman Foley's preference for the hand and lotion method, among other things. The congressman has resigned after those messages were made public, and he checked into alcohol rehab, claiming that alcohol is what makes him ask a 16-year-old to measure himself. But today we also know that...
Hold on, Buzz.
Yeah, what?
Why has this now become the accepted plea...
Good question.
...for anyone in America that's caught doing something bad?
Well, you know, I'm a fan, and we've had the debates over the years, but the fact is Robin Williams was, admitted himself into alcohol treatment because he needed alcohol treatment. He didn't do it after he had done something where...
He did RV.
He said,
That's a good point.
No, you're right.
But Mel Gibson, you're right. And now this guy Foley. But the thing with this guy Foley, it just doesn't seem to ring true.
Did Foley go to one of those places that specializes in underage drinking?
He went to a place that sold catheters.
Oh.
A Foley catheter.
It's like when the guy that's related to Kennedy, when he drove his car off the road and the park police came after
him. Kennedy or what?
No, yeah, whoever the Kennedy is. The most recent Kennedy that ran his car off the road. On the George Washington
Patrick Kennedy,
parkway,
Ted's son.
Right. Same thing, next day it's, oh my God, I didn't realize, I'm addicted.
I'm going to rehab. That's my problem.
You know, I'm addicted to Valium. I got to go to rehab. You know.
It does seem like the excuse du jour.
You know, and that's maybe the
only... Don't you think you should go to rehab because you need to go to rehab?
Right.
I mean, you just sit there, you wake up one morning and you say you go to... No?
Just because you have to go to rehab doesn't mean you should go.
Yeah, nobody likes a quitter.
No one likes a quitter. And if anybody needs rehab, I mean, besides this guy Foley does, but you know it's a bunch of BS. I mean, how about the guy that tore off the guy's face in Dallas?
Right.
You know, I mean...
He needs anger management.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Don't blame alcohol.
Like that great biography that I saw. I don't know who it's based on, but it's a true story. Mm-hmm. With Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson about anger management.
So true.
Great movie. True story. I saw that on the True Channel.
You know what I didn't ask you, speaking of Jack Nicholson, what are your thoughts on the upcoming movie, The Departed?
Looks great.
It does look great. Yeah.
The Martin Scorsese
film. The only thing I get a tiny little pang about Nicholson. Being in it. I hope he's great. I want to love this movie, but there's something about a Scorsese movie when it comes to crime and all that stuff that I just hope that he's...
I think it looks great. I hope so. Looks great. Didn't we discuss this? The cast? Marky Mark in it.
Matt Damon.
DiCaprio, who I normally don't like.
Right.
But he seems to be playing...
He's great in Martin Scorsese movies.
He seems to be playing the same type of character he played when he was the guy that pretended to be a pilot. You know that Catch Me If You Can.
Which is, I think, my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
You and I both.
He is so good in it.
He's good. He's such a good con.
He is, right. Yep. We also know today that pages were being warned about Mark Foley 5 years ago. That Republican...
He's a fag. That's the warning.
You know, Republican or Democrat,
right.
5 years ago, and they let this crap go on.
Leaders of the party were aware of the scandal 1 year ago, but...
Meanwhile, I'm sorry, but I got to say this. Meanwhile, they're parading the people from media
up in front of these. Remember when we were told to listen to those sessions? Remember we were told to listen to the Congress lambast people?
Right.
But meanwhile, you know, they're not policing their own. That pisses me off.
They say they did nothing, the leaders, party leaders do, because they say Foley assured them that the messages he was writing to young people were innocent. Millions of people who've now read the messages online or perhaps heard them earlier in the show now know they're not innocent.
Well, Buzz, I've said it before, and I've got the T-shirts. And Foley is God.
Still, again, that's a mankind joke.
It's a wrestling reference.
And I don't follow wrestling, but I got that.
Thank you.
The FBI is pouring over lots of emails and messages now in what it calls a preliminary investigation.
Yeah,
but
FBI, female body inspector.
By now you've heard.
How you doing? I'm back in sixth grade again.
This is MBI, though.
I understand the Republican leadership is pushing for the investigation to be moved to Boulder. Boulder, Colorado.
In California. Anyway, by now you've heard about Foley's career in Congress as a protector of children. In July, the president honored him and others in Congress for their work in that area, keeping predators away from kids online.
Fancy digs you got here.
Today, White House spokesman Tony Snow downplayed the charges, describing them as simply naughty emails.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
He said there have been a lot of scandals in Washington, a lot worse, as you know, he said. A presidential...
That's always a good defense, isn't it?
Oh, you know what they're doing? They're going back to Clinton. That's what they're trying. That's the strategy now, is to go back to Monica.
All right,
and let's, say, and let's,
then
let's, I think you can really analyze that pretty easily.
Then Tony Snow, who's a good media guy, and is a good choice for Bush,
right?
You don't want to put that out in front of the American people, because if you say to the American people, seriously, which is worse, a grown man getting oral from a big fat intern who's a grown woman, or a congressman who's having naughty emails with 16-year-old boys? You know what I mean?
Who's a kid toucher.
Right.
That's
what they'll say.
But that is what they're trying, right? Isn't that what they're trying to allude to just
a
little bit?
One of the messages
there have been
I
other
got
scandals.
Out of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And didn't George Allen come out today and say that Foley is the N-word? even though he's white.
There are rumors, yes.
Even though he's white. And, and then he said,
he was wearing a big cowboy hat with a Confederate flag on it.
And then he said, like, actually, I can't even talk today because it's Yom Kippur, and I should be fasting and atoning.
He's got a fast.
Because after all, he is part Jewish.
That's right. Well, he atones, but then he denies it.
I fasted for 3 hours.
Because of the percentage.
Yeah. Oh, he said, hey, Foley, you're my M. Ask my Jew mom about it.
A presidential advisor, meanwhile, is denying that the president's in a state of denial. Denying the denial is Dan Bartlett, one of the president's closest advisors. On ABC Sunday, he emphasized what may or may not be a factual error in Bob Woodward's book about what Condoleezza Rice did or didn't know before 9/11. She says she doesn't remember hearing a warning from the CIA director 2 months before the attack. The 9/11 Commission says this is the first it's heard about it. But on the Today Show this morning, Tony Snow admitted that some of the stuff in the book is true.
This might come back and bite me, but I watched this thing on 60 Minutes. Bob Woodward, more than any of these talking heads, you look at Bob Woodward, and I'm looking at a guy that has probably, he just doesn't come across as shifty in any way. And he's done it to both parties. And I know that his books are very, very credible. And he's sitting there, and I watched that whole interview, and it was just, he was so calm, and I know he's checked his sources, and then when they came out and they said that the 60 Minutes producer had listened to the tapes of the interviews that he'd done, so he had let them in on the sources.
Right.
It's hard, really, but they're not taking shots at his credibility, are they?
Nobody's come out and said that. Saying there are factual errors in the book, but they're not, and they're saying he had an agenda going in, but that's
and the other thing that I heard, and maybe there is something to this, is that they're saying, you know, Woodward knew this a long time ago. And if you really do want to help America, you don't wait until a month before the election to put this out in the book. If you really are a patriot, you step up and you say, hey, listen, this is effed up and I've got the proof. You don't wait till a month before the election.
Yeah, but some might say that waiting till a month before the election is the only way to help America.
Well, you know what?
I mean, just to get some, you know, new blood in there.
I just don't like Bob Woodward. I mean, you said you think he's a stand-up guy.
I sure do.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm on your side of this.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm trying to turn on TV and it's like, okay, here's another guy wearing a nice $1,000 suit who's written a book that says, you know, Bush is a liar. Okay, now tell me something I don't know.
Do you like him when Robert Redford plays him?
Oh, do I?
Yeah, I thought so.
Well,
while pundits ponder the so-called state of denial, Iraq continues in a state of emergency. The Iraqi parliament voted today to extend the state of emergency for another 30 days, something they have done every 30 days since November 2004. Not every gay elected leader is unpopular.
Homo.
Especially if it's in Germany. That story when we return.
Oh.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Oh, we love the gays.
Oh, your ass is like a piece of pastry.
That doggish rhyme. Oktoberfest is here. Come, my gay friends. It's time to drink some beer, eat a strudel, and then we will go have sex with the bat. Dankeschön.
With Foley.
With Congressman Foley. He can come now to Oktoberfest. He resigned.
Herr Foley.
He's going to be bringing some pages. And I'm not talking about from Bob Woodward's book.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Excuse me. Hmm? I'm sorry. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Did you bring condoms with you?
Yeah. We'll be right back with more news with Billy. Bob.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
All that they desire is friendship. And a discreet DM. Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
Where were you, Gilmore?
I've been around.
All right, here's Happy again with the news. Lost track of you there, Buzz.
Sorry about that.
There he is. Hi there. Hi, Buzz Gridley.
Hi, Don and Mike. The silver-haired good looks of Berlin Mayor Klaus Wowereit make him popular with the ladies, even if he doesn't go that way. Klaus is gay and serving his second term as mayor of Germany's biggest city.
I love the Kurze Leben.
Word is he's being groomed for Chancellor of Germany.
Oh, the head honcho.
In Lesbos.
Klaus likes... a word that sounds like Klaus and starts with C and ends with K.
Wo ist der Mann mit...
He's being groomed for chancellor in less than 4 years from now. He would replace Andrea Merkel, who recently got an unwelcome neck rub from President Bush. And
why is the big bratwurst? Oh, big bratwurst.
She is a fräulein. Who wants to do this?
I make my own mustard.
Jawohl.
By the way, there's been controversy, but that was mostly about the fetish fair the mayor endorsed. With
come over, we have some custard.
Oh, Dankeschön. Come into the chancellery's steam room.
Here is our new logo. It's called a swish sticker.
It's not custard. He had a fetish fair in Berlin recently. He okayed that and took some criticism for it because of the S&M bondage and other offbeat activities.
Step right up.
Dankeschön. Hello. Guten Tag. Your chancellor will suspend himself from the roof, fits a rubber ball in his mouth.
I will hit you if you give me an euro.
Dankeschön.
And officials in New York are asking doctors to ask men about their sex lives. The city's health department found a question. Now, of the men who said they are heterosexual, 1 out of every 10 said
they... Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
1 out of every 10 said they'd had at least one homosexual experience within the last year.
Hold on. Wait.
Out of 10 guys who say they're heterosexual, day to day, 1 out of every 10 of those say they've had at least one gay experience in the last year.
Mm.
We always take that survey around here.
How you doing, Travis? Travis?
Hello?
There you go. Travis, in the last year, any homosexual experiences?
Too many to count.
70% of those who did have...
Goodbye and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes, please. Sing with me.
70% of the guys who tried that were married. Many of them didn't use protection, and many of them don't get tested because they don't want their wives to find out.
We have to hurry up. Travis is headed to Germany.
Goodbye. Now, this must end. You are a good whore.
New York health officials are asking doctors to ask men now to avoid having to treat them later. And women who are bi-curious, meanwhile, are getting some encouragement from a new study out of Australia. A national survey there shows women who have dabbled are more likely to achieve than women who haven't.
All right.
This survey of 19,000 people shows that our traditions haven't really changed. People still like and do pretty much the same things they always have. And the results are also about the same.
That will do you.
Men get there 95% of the time. Women get there less than 7 times out of 10. Unless they've been with another woman, then the success rate jumps to 76%. I'm just saying. When we come back...
WWLD, what would Leah do?
The difference...
There, thank you. That was...
Showstopper!
Why were you mentioning Leah?
Well, because we're talking WWK, what would Kinsey do? And I thought that perhaps
right.
a bit too intellectual
That's
for
right.
our
yes,
audience.
Yes, mm-hmm. Kinsey, the sex therapist.
Right. When we continue...
So I moved it down to fat actress.
When we return, the difference between being stupid and just being simple-minded.
All right.
Well,
Michael Soares.
Hi.
What would I do?
You're back.
Dave.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oscar loves the Don and Mike Show.
And now here is
Bobby Burley. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Finally, the difference between being stupid and just being simple is that with simple, nobody goes up in flames.
We're rocking out right now.
We sure are.
I just don't even know this is not 1910 Fruit Company.
Fruit Gum.
Whoa!
He's a fake.
I'd like to send this out to Representative Foley.
Foley called for that one.
Yeah. Today, tales of two Florida women, one simple, one stupid.
Okay.
The stupid woman got burned in Orange County, Florida, while filling up her car with gas. Firefighters said the car is virtually ruined.
You effing idiot.
Yes, she didn't see the no smoking sign.
You effing C-word.
And what kind of responsible mom lets her underage kid grow marijuana in the backyard?
You can suck this.
Well, the simple-minded 49-year-old mom in Tampa, who now faces felony charges. Her son faces a misdemeanor or two.
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
When asked why she let her underage kid grow pot, Esther told deputies... It was a nice-looking plant.
What I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Now!
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 I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with the winner of our YouTube contest. Our Cuban's gonna argue with us about YouTube.
Right. Oh wow!
And we'll see you tomorrow. Fantasy football and everything. Let's go Green Bay tonight. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, Kong Klaus.
This song has no melody.
Dinner time, ass.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.